kulondawo kuba ye
kubera
maso gato
okulondawo
yesu
yebazi
naye kozesa obudde obwo
olondewo
bulungi
yesu
yebazi
bangi
tebalondawo bulungi
olw'ebibuzaabuza ebingi eddiini
nyingi yesu yebazi n'enzikiriza
nyingi
zonna zigezaako okulabikanga ziringanga ezitubuulira ebyobulamu naye omuntu olw'obutamanya bulamu
kizibu
okukizuula nti eddiini ezo
it is hard to discover those religions
or
those beliefs they have no life within them even though they think that they are showing life
yes,
praise Jesus but we thank God he who showed us that we may look within his book he never told us to look within religions not even beliefs he told us look in the book of the Lord and read
tofa nnyo ku bintu bya ddiini
eyo don't mind so much of the book, things of religion
oba ebyenzikiriza
z'abantu
onuulira ekitabo kino
n'obwegendereza
osobola okulondawo obulamu yatugamba tunoonye mu
ddiini
oba mu nzikiriza wabula okusinziira ku isaaya
34:16
munoonye mu kitabo kyamukama
musome
tewaliba n'ekimu ekiri bula entuuko zaakyo kubanga omwoyo wa mukama
yakuŋŋaanye
kati lowooza bulungi mukama atagenda kukubuuza ddiini kigye walimu yesu yeebazi ali kugamba wasoma mu kitabo
kyayo
oliba okyamugamba mukama nali mukatuli
kino
nze nno nali muprotestant ate ze eddiini ze
ezaasooka
nali musiraamu manyi mukama nali mu
7
ekitabo kyali kigamba
ki
mukama nali murokole
kituufu
weebale
kulokokanaye
ebyo ekitabo byekyagamba wabikola nakugamba noonya mu kitabo kyange
osomesagamba
nti koma bukomi kwatula naku kulokoka
okomaawo
era bwe wasoma nakugamba okole ebiri mu kitabo
yesukali
twebaza katonda
atuwadde
omukisa
kuokusobola
okusoma mu kitabo
to be able to read it within his book
nga tetufuddeeyo
and we've not minded
eddiini zitambudde zitya emyaka
our religions have moved the past years
siyinza kulowooza
I cannot think
obulokozi butambudde buty ebiise
salvation has moved in the past seasons
kubanga sikyagoberera ebiri bwebyo
I no more follow things like
wabula ngoberera ebyekitabo kya
but I follow of the book of the Lord
oyinza okugamba
you may say
omuntanga abalokozi tulina enkola yaffe
we want again have our way which is this
naye enkola y'ekitabo kya mukama
yeeri
so tetugoberera nkola newankubadde nga siwangadde emyaka naye tugoberera ebyekitabo kya
mukamayesu
yebazibu oyinza okugamba okubatiza mu kidiba kuluddewo ebbanga
kwabikulirwanaye
baakugamba osome mu kitabo kya
mukamawaabe
baakugamba osime
there
so tusome mu kitabo kya mukama
abe
wakyaliwo akadda yesu yebazibwe amanya n'eddoboozi omutume Ronald Hope
Witness
wamu ne musumba
Sam
yesu yebazibwe twebaza mukama
nti
tukyalinawo mu mulembe guno naku akaseera kano akaweereza
opportunity this generation to minister
ate nga tuweereza mu kutya mukama n'okukaaka
serving in fearing of God and trembling
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
kubanga si bangi
for not many
tebasimbibwa Katonda mu kuweereza
kwa they are being pleased and accepted by God in their administration
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
kubanga bonna abali mu mubiri
for all who are in the flesh
wali ayinza kusanyusa Katonda
none of them can please God
kubanga babuulira enjiri ey'omubiri guno gwokka
if they preach the gospel of only the flesh
akati basanyusa ddi katonda
now when did they please God
njiri ebeera ya mubiri wano twala amaanyi
is of the fresh take
power
I see you ethering nations
kati katonda ye bamusanyusa ddi
now when do they please God
noonyanga nnyo okusanyusa
katonda
ng'obuulira ebyo eby'omwoyo
kubanga
abali mu mwoyo bubuka basobola okusanyusa
katonda
beebo abaana ab'okukkiriza
n'okukkiriza
okuva mu kuwulira
n'okuwulira
ekigambo
kyanaye
ebigambo bya katonda
gwe
mwoyo gwennyini ogw'obulamu
of life itself.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We are proceeding on to see the schemes of Satan. The schemes of God upon God and His church.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And we have to
see the Holy Spirit and His works of righteousness.
We
see the spirit of Satan and its works which are unrighteous.
We
are about to wind up that aspect.
Ebigendwa by'ebyamagero byombiri.
Where we have reached, we see the intentions of these miracles.
Ebyamagero by'omwoyo wa Katonda.
The miracles of the spirit of the Lord.
N'ebigendwa by'omwoyo by'ebyamagero bya Satan.
And the miracles of the devil.
Omwoyo gwa Satan.
Or the spirit of Satan.
Twalabira.
Where we saw.
Mu byamagero bya Katonda.
In the miracles of God.
Bitwalibwa okuba emmere y'abaana.
They are taken to be food to the children.
Abaana abo balungamizibwa omwoyo.
Those children are led by the spirit of the Lord.
Era nga bigoberera enjiri ey'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
They follow the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Si bye bikulemberamu.
They are not the ones which are front.
Biva emabega.
They come behind.
W'enjiri y'obwakabaka.
Behind the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ebyamagero bya Satan.
The miracles of the devil.
Bw'omwoyo gwa Satan.
How the spirit of Satan does.
Byo bijja. They
don't come with the gospel of the kingdom of God.
And they
are always within them all their days.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The intention
in the miracles of the devils
is
to see that they blind their eyes. That you don't see what they do. Why is it like that? We look at a gospel
dealing
with the miracles of God.
It's
to work miracles which are in the light.
And what
is done, you understand it very well. But why the gospel is taken away? In the kingdom of the devil, and they are always in their miracles, and the teaching which is not profiting,
is
to work on you something which you don't understand that this is what has been done, and you discovered it when time is already
past.
The miracles of the devil,
they
blind the physical and spiritual
eyes.
They have a seal, the engraved on you of the kingdom of Satan. That seal you have moved on to get to know.
Wabula ate mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
But in the kingdom of God,
mu kubuulirwa enjiri,
in being preached the gospel,
ng'ofuna omusana gw'obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
you get the light of the kingdom of God,
oteekebwako seal y'obwa Katonda,
you are sealed by the seal of God,
oba seal ey'omwoyo omutukuvu,
or the seal of the Holy Spirit,
n'osobola okulabikanga okakasibwa okuba omwana wa Katonda,
and you can be proven to be a son of God,
era n'obusika bwo nga buli mu bwakabaka
bw'omwoyo, and even your inheritance which is in heaven.
Kati bino ebyamagero,
now this miracle,
bivaako emabega ne bigoberera nga mbere y'abaana,
come behind and they are just following us food to the children. Now the miracles of the kingdom of God, they come before, behind.
Behind.
But the gospel is what is fronted. Now we are checking the way those seals come in. The seal of God and the seal of the devils.
We
want to proceed on with that.
But
we have seen in 1 Timothy,
1
Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. Let's move there and we see.
Timoseo, Timoseo, ekisooka, esula eyokuna, n'olunyiriri olusooka. Naye omwoyo ayogera lwatu nti mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma walibaawo abaliva mu kukkiriza nga bawulira emyoyo egikyamya n'okuyigiriza kwa basetaani.
Kiwalibaawo abaliva mu kukkiriza nga bagoberera emyoyo egikyamya. Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
N'okuyigiriza kwa basetaani.
And the teaching of the devils.
Okuyigiriza kwabo.
They are teaching.
Be bantu abanyola ekigambo kya Katonda.
They are the people who twist the word of God.
Be bantu abatoolamu ne bongeramu.
They are the people who subtract and add within it.
Okuyigiriza kwabo kubeera bwe kuti.
Their teaching is like that.
Era Mukama yabalabulako.
And God warned them.
N'agamba.
And he said.
Temutoolanga muso temwongeramu.
Do not subtract from neither add on it.
Nga bwe twawulira mu kyamateeka.
As we heard in Deuteronomy 4.
Olunyo olusooka n'olwokubiri.
Verse 1 and 2.
Era twawulira.
and we heard Revelations 22, 18 and 19, do not subtract from the word of God and do not add on it. For when you will add on it, they will add on you tribulations which are shown in the book of life. Praise Jesus. Please think the word of God, it too is not acceptable. As
it
is written in Isaiah 29:15 and 16, that they go deep down and they distort the word of God and they overturn things and they go under the sea. Just like Ezekiel 27 says, that's where they sit with the queen of the sea,
Jezebel.
Oh, the queen of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, to distort and overturn scriptures, it involves a lot of destruction. As it's written in 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 15, and to 16, that they distort scriptures for their own destruction. If they distort it for their own destruction, now you too will listen to what they preach. You too have to get destroyed. That's except when God saves you and he takes you out of their hands. Praise Jesus. Now the Holy Spirit, he says that in the latter days, as we are in today, people will abandon the faith and they will be following deceiving spirits and the teaching of the devils. Faith is that which comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Praise Jesus. Romans 10:17. But the word of God, it will say that it has to move scripture by scripture. As we hear in Isaiah 28:9-13, it has to be command by command, command by command. Four commands, and they are in the Holy Scriptures. There are four scriptures, scripture by scripture, scripture by scripture. Those are four scriptures. When they say here a little and there a little, it
is to
say that I've taken some out of Isaiah and I've gone to Peter and I've gone to John and I've gone to James and I get scriptures which lighten to people the light of the word of God. Now this doesn't work in the kingdom of the devils. For them, they are in subtracting from it and they add within it and they twist it. Praise Jesus. And it is to say, a person can read Deuteronomy 28, and he says, read for me verse 3. You will be blessed in the city and in the village. Surely, but the scriptures he has jumped up there, they are the ones which would have drawn a blessing to you. After hearing the voice of the Lord, following his laws and commandments, and now you'll be blessed in the city and in the village. But the next verses down, they say, if you will diligently not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, and to obey his laws and his commandments, all his blessings will follow you. Deuteronomy 28:15, it says that. And in distorting this way, that is how they distort them.
So
Ezekiel 37, the bones in the valley. Now they don't finish the entire verse. After when you finish, it says, the bones in the valley, they are the children of Israel. But he in distorting and twisting says, those are your saucepans, those are your pockets, those are your businesses. Now the seal of the devil is going to be moving in the people.
No more
with the spirit of the devil after distorting the scriptures. Here deceiving spirits come in and they bring the seal of the devil. We read about 666. And this spirit within the church and even in different religions and it moves in even this world. It is to seal people with that number to prove that you are of the devil. Now they knew of it that when you are in the church you will be wanting so much the word. And they said, you know
what?
These people, still we need them. We have to work that we may seal them. Let's distort the word. Let's get the Bible, but we twist the words within it. And we'll subtract from it. And we add within it. It will still be the same thing they will ask. It's not of their God. But their God wants command by command. Scripture by scripture. Here a little and there a little. And they knew that they would remain working within a church.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is how they are in all religions.
And
even salvation of either like that. And they are taking us off track. Now you
think
the man of God reads from the Bible. And he reads in Galatians. And he says, the one who saw evil will reap evil. And he says, me too, I'm going to send back the witchcraft. The one who sent witchcraft is going to reap witchcraft himself. But who pays in the next verse? When
you read
Hebrews, he says, agency is mine. And he tells you, when someone has bewitched you, you shouldn't bewitch back. Now another read and says, that if they have bewitched
you,
that is what they have sowed and they have to reap it. You cannot mock God. The one who sows evil, reap evil. That is how they use the Bible. Now you think he has made it the Bible. But the one who sows evil, if they reap evil, the harvest is when? And who rewards them? He says that vengeance is mine. I will pay each person according to their works.
He
tell the prophets are the ones who pay, that the apostles.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Don't
pay evil. Those are all scriptures. But I've told you, the number 666 with the engraving on people and the changing of the gospel is involved in it. We were seeing in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1 to 5 that when they bring you another Christ, another gospel, or another spirit,
can
you bear with it? Now this is what they change. They end up speaking Christ, but they have given you another Christ. It remains the gospel, but it's another gospel. It remains the spirit, but it's another spirit. Now after that, the number is going to be moving. And even though that, we are going to speak with it of it briefly as we wind up concerning the Spirit of the Lord and His works and Holy Spirit and the Spirit of the devil and its works which are unrighteous. We are going to continue to see that number and we see the right Christ and His church and the false Christ and their churches. Now the number is going to be spoken of more
ahead,
and the way it's moving on. For in the changing of Christ, you get another Christ. Through that, you get the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For in
believing the right Christ involves getting God's seal. In changing and getting another Christ, it involves getting the seal of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's proceed on in Timothy. Let's read 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1.
Timoseo, ekisooka, esula eyokuna, n'olinnya olusooka. Naye omwoyo ayogera lwatu nti mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma walibaawo abaliva mu kukkiriza nga bawulira emyoyo egikyamya n'okuyigiriza kwa basetaani olw'obunnanfuusi bw'abalimba nga bookebwa emyoyo gyabwe nga n'ekyuma ekyokya
nti nga bookebwa emyoyo
gyabwe
nga n'ekyuma
ekyokya
kugamba guli omwoyo
bwe
kuba kukuteekako ennamba
ekukangaga muganda
oba owulira amaanyi nga gakukutte
powers captured you.
You
want to resist yourself against it. If it is the head, you want to shake it
off.
That's when that spirit is moving. That is what happens. You are fighting with something. You feel something is held
on
the legs or the heart.
You
begin to even fall down. Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
For
you are being seared like an hot iron. And there is a way. These ways. And they are very harsh. They are not usually so much in the word. They are people of praying. Pray. Two things are done. If they're not praying for the Spirit to move, they first worship and praise. Then their spirit will begin to move. The spirit cannot come when they are in the word. But Bible shows that the others, as they were still in the
word,
the Holy Spirit came upon them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
some of the harsh tricks, they trap people as long as we pray. But remember, where they pray and there is no word, there must be evil spirits. Listen to Acts 16. I want you to handle it carefully. Some of the wildly harsh tricks which are used in the hiding of the number 666.
Acts 16. Awo lwatuuka bwe twali tugenda wali awasabirwanga.
Balinga basabira wenyo.
They were praying so much from that place.
Babera bantu bakusaba.
They are people of praying and praying.
Saba, saba.
Pray, pray, pray.
Era bayinza kugamba.
And they can tell you.
Omulokole atasaba tasobola kubeerawo.
A born again who doesn't pray cannot exist and survive.
Omulokole atalina kigambo anaabirawo.
A born again who has no word, how will they there survive?
Kukusaba n'ekigambo obulamu
bwe buliwo. Prayer and the word, what is so powerful? And where is the life within these two?
John
6:63 says, the words I say unto
you,
they are spirit and they are life.
John 15:70
says, if you abide in me
and
my words abide in you, pray of all you need and will be given you. After being in and abiding in Christ
and
his words are abiding in you, you can pray and you will be given. Please don't mind of the words who abide in them.
They
just tell you pray. And here they are just praying from this place. The issue of the word wasn't existing here.
They speak
three words, God, God, let us pray.
Every
word, let us pray within that word. Whether
they have
understood or not understood it,
Saba.
Pray. Now here they were praying from this place. The church, all of the majority in this generation, are moving in this flow of prayer, and then they are spirit to move. Listen very carefully here.
Tulimu bikola watu mesula ya kumi na mkaga nolu nyiri
Acts 16 from 16.
Omuwala eyaliko daimoni alagula n'atusanga. Eyafuniranga bakamaabe ebintu ebinji olw'okulagula. Oyo bwe yagoberera Pawulo naffe n'ayogerera waggulu ng'agamba nti abantu bano baddu ba Katonda ali waggulu ennyo ababuulira ekkubo ery'obulokozi.
Listen very carefully. Now, if though they prayed here, but a demon is right there. It is prophesying. It even speaks in the name of Jesus. But Bible says
that
God commanded the light of the
world
to light within people or to light within darkness. Without the
gospel,
you cannot see these spirits. You remain praying and they are prophesying. And you are getting a seal of
yes,
the devil.
Devil 666.
The power remains moving within you.
For
the gospel of life, it is not within you. You cannot lighten and see. But when the apostles reached, as they so know, even though we are praying, prophecies are moving on. But this spirit is not of God. It is making money. The baskets are right there. It prophesies upon everything, and it is the exact perfect. But the problem is, it is a demon. It
speaks
even the name of Jesus.
Now
they preach the way of salvation.
Jesus
Christ of Nazareth.
And they
are servants of the Most High God.
You
may even think it is the same. That is the spirit of God who has revealed it.
speaks words there, and the fall of spirit upon them. And they begin to send the spirit in all people where they pray from. This is one of their tricks. Let us pray a little word and they begin to pray. And when you begin to pray, and the other spirits begin to move in the people, the entire day you waste it in
those
people, and you are getting the number 666 in shaking the heads, you don't get tired. And even that kind of praying came like that. And you are praying as you shake the head. You are praying as you are shaking the head continuously. But don't think that it was a godly way a person to shake their head like that. It is a style of the wizards in the shrines.
You
go and look in the shrines and see how they act there. Or inquire from them who are wizards. You first tell us, our brother. That is their way. And they are shaking. The demon has arrived. Even stretching their eyes wide open. Now you
think
this is God's way. Now I don't know whether when you reach Jerusalem, that is how you're going to act. The angels can even be surprised what is wrong with you. We do, and they told us what is done in heaven be
under the
earth. Now, I don't know whether some of the things we do, they are these ones. Now, this place where they're praying from, they are always in such things. The other sign, there are people and they love so much to worship, and the things of praise and things they never understand. Every time bring out the
drums,
you prepare the instruments. They have special songs. They prepare everything.
They waste
time on a lot of these things. They are not part of worshiping so much. They are in praying, pray. Now the
others,
in groups and worship and praise, in dirty songs,
in
them there is no spirit at all.
Not
even the wisdom and knowledge. After they tell you, we are singing gospel. But when you check within the song, there is no gospel. Gospel means you're singing the gospel. When you check the song, there is no gospel in it. There is God brought me out of the village. He brought me from very far. The background, they show him digging in the village. They are
gospel.
That is the gospel now.
Acts 17.
When it reaches worship, they don't want to know God.
There
are people who are so much into praise. We are going to worship. The spirit is going to move after we praise. Then when you bring them the things of knowing God, they get so hungered.
They
are into those things. Praise, worship. And they worshipped him, they clothed them, and you get so threatened that God is really moving according to the way they look. When you look at them, you cannot ask whether God is there or is not there according to the clothing of the worship team and the way they change. You see that God already moved in this place. Yet the number 666 is moving. Acts 17, from verse
22. Paulo n'ayimirira wakati wa Aleyopago n'agamba nti, abasajja abaseene, mbalabye mu byonna nga mutya nnyo balubaale.
They thought they were fearing God, but they were worshipping. And even fall down in your worship and they let themselves down and you prove God
and they roll.
The spirit has come. The styles of the songs.
That
God is here. You see the order. And the songs, they begin to break themselves. And you ask yourself, what are these? And when you reach there, you may think that God and the angels are always within these people to praise within them. But they never want to get into knowing God. And the number two, the other spirit remains moving it. It doesn't mind what you sing. As long as what you worship, you don't understand it. And the living God, they put him aside and they put an altar for him. That the things of God are confusing. You don't need to study so much.
God.
You'll read two scriptures.
Musumba.
You pass it down. Why do you minister to people with many scriptures? They read two scriptures. Worship God and serve and go back home. Those are the situations.
Acts 17:23.
And there
are
things they were worshipping. He passed in Ephesians. They had their things, but they called them
gods.
And they were worshipping. And they are singing songs of worship. And they praise. And you say, my God,
these
are men of God. And the voices, and he said, this is an angel. And the way they flow in worship, and the voice, you say, the spirit is right here. And the altars are many. And they open here, and they open their branches.
They
were always waking up singing and praising. Every night they could sing. In the morning, the word you hear two, three words, and they sing. And they play instruments. And you say, real. They are setting instruments, jazz, bass, and all over.
And you say, came back in the church.
And the word was put aside.
There
is nothing like knowing God.
Acts 17:23.
That God, they don't study God. We are seeking the gospel. I see the gospel of Zion, the door of Zion arise. Shake the dust off yourself. God has arisen for you. Your light has come. Now the knowledge of God, that the Holy Spirit, what is that? Does this power?
If you
tell him that we know him, as you see today, and it is not there. Who is Jesus? After Jesus worked miracles, we don't want to know who he was. Everything coming, he claims it's Jesus, and it gives you power. You go ahead with it.
Wonders
that they will come to Christ.
He
never wanted us to know the right Christ.
As
he comes and you feel power, and you're shaking your
arm,
and you know that it's Jesus. Let's go with him. As long as they come glittering, know that is Jesus. Let's go and worship. He worked miracles.
Yes,
that is Jesus. Now these ones had their altars.
And
the one of the living God, they
have
put it aside and they say, this is an unknown God. And we even sing songs for him. The things of God sometimes are confusing. God wrote them for us to confuse us.
Bible
speaks of him is not a God of disorder.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
all this, let me tell you, these ways you are hearing, behind them there is the number 666. 666 is moving. And we've heard that they engrave it on your spirit. You
take
a look to see it on your forehead shining.
Bible
that they are with an old iron on their spirits. You may go and you spend 3 years when they are still engraving one number six on you, engraving it on your spirit. The more you sink deeper in their things, that number is engraved early and fast on you. And that's what's upon me to clothe you. I want to fill you. I don't fill you. You are far from me in spirit. That's how they speak.
Acts 17:23. Katonda yakola ensi n'ebirimu byonna. Oyo kubanga ye Mukama w'eggulu n'ensi. Tabeera mu masabu agakolebwa n'emikono.
Katonda yakola eggulu n'ensi.
God who made heaven and earth.
Kubanga ye Mukama w'ebintu byonna.
For he is the Lord of all things.
Tabeera mu ago masabu
gawo. He doesn't live in those your shrines.
Those
buildings you build for people that comes to reside within them. What happened on us, I don't know. For scriptures are very clear. And I show you, God does not live in such a building. He wants to live in us. And be in us. He's upon our hearts, he's knocking to enter. Revelation 3:20. He is upon our heart. And he comes tells you, you worship. But what you worship, you don't understand it. Now what you worship, you don't understand it. It is what I've come to proclaim. People were worshiping, let me tell you. And they laid themselves down and began to roll down.
I
remember Master Jesus warned. Matthew 15. And he
said
that they honor him on their lips and in their words, but their hearts are far from him. And
he says that even if
they worship him in vain,
you
may
sure
that, Lord, I'm worshiping you in vain, but you don't understand
it.
You end up worshiping another
thing.
Now some of their major tricks, they emphasize so much prayer and praise and worship.
The
issue of the word is put aside, but we want to bring all things in justice. We want to worship what we understand. We want to pray what we understand.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
we pray to the God we understand very well, and we worship God whom we understand. We want such of like of them to worship him.
Worship
in spirit and real truth.
Bible
says,
but
the Father is seeking just like the one
like
worshiping him,
and they
are in spirit and in truth.
Now,
what do you worship when you don't understand truth and
truth?
Even the spirit don't understand him. How can you begin to worship? And you say, now I'm entering in spirit. How do you do it?
For
John 21:25, that is seeking for such to worship him, that they worship him in spirit and in truth. Now how do you enter in the spirit? You close your eyes. I am entering in spirit. Now in the truth, how do you again enter that door of truth?
We
are just then we are being deceived. We are going in spirit right now. But friends, but truth is known very well in John 14:6. Our Master tells us I'm the way, I am the truth and the life.
John 15:7,
if you abide in me and my words abide in you,
if
you say that you are in truth, you must have the words of Christ in you.
To
be in the spirit, it is to say that the spirit of wisdom is with you.
You worship
a God and you are wise and osinza n'omwoyo
w'okumutegeera
osinza omwoyo mukuteesa kwa mukama ayagala bamusinza babeere nga bafaana batya bwe yateesa bw'atyo olwo oli mu mwoyo mu mwoyo w'amaanyi osobola okusinza nga bwe mponyezebwati ng'abalala bawonyezebwa omanyi dawudi yakubanga ennanga bw'ati naye olwokuba yali mu mwoyo omwoyo w'amaanyi n'atambula n'agobanga omuzimu ku
sawulo
waliwo omwoyo w'okumumanya
olwo
ndi mu mwoyo ndi mu mwoyo mumanyi katonda mu mwoyo w'okumanya kati musinza mu mwoyo w'okumutya nkyawa ekibi kubanga okutya mukama kwe kukyawa ekibi mu mwoyo wa mukama nkakasa nga siinayo gwe nsinza mulala okujjako kitaffe nga mpita mu mazima kwe kuyita mu mwoyo osinze mu mwoyo n'amazima okusinza kitaffe oba okiraba wano okugamba bwe mba nsinza mu mwoyo ngambye mbe n'amagezi mbe n'okutegeera n'okuteesa kwe n'amaanyi ge okumanya okumutya ndyoke mpite mu mazima wano nsinze
kitaffe
bwekityo bwe kitambula si kuzibirira tugenda mu mwoyo kusinza mukama kulira ng'oli mu mwoyo
eddoboozi
likyuka mulinga ali
musa
bulooza katonda osobola omulimba
mbwe
oyingidde mu mwoyo tamanyi mwoyo gwe n'omulyango gw'omwoyo
gwetagumanyi
kati ebyo byonna bwe bityo
bitambudde
n'agamba obubonero bwabwe obukulu bayinza okukola zikwaya
n'ozeewuunya
aba talina nnyo byakwogera
bingi
bw'asindika kwaya katuuti
mwenna
mukwamu amagezi agenda okujja okwogera nga ne bwayogera eri ekisiru
mukwamukubya haleluya
bw'asoosaawo abasabi
basaba
ne babasiriwaza
mwenna
ne basabira n'obutebe bwe mugenda
okutuulamu
muno awambibwe mu linnya lya yesu
ye
nga bye baamu ng'atamanyi kiki ekimuwamba akasiimuula atuulamu awambibwe mu linnya lya yesu ye musumba yamugambye yogere ekigambo kino atuulamu awambibwe mu linnya lya
yesu
mu yesu ki ninga akatebe nako bakasabira ogenda okukatuulamu nga tokalizoninga bagamba gamba
aminabiki
byogambirako guli omwoyo gukola
nemubifo
wotakusuubira nga basinza
ate
nga basaba nnyo wabula nga beewazewaza ekigambo kya katonda
tuzeemu
timoseewo ekisooka essuula tuli mu yaakuna
olunyiriwakubiri
n'olunyiriri olwokubiri olw'obunnanfuusi bw'abalimba nga bookebwa emyoyo gyabwe nga n'ekyuma ekyokya
emyoyo giri giba gibookya nga n'ekyuma ekyokyakubanga eri ebeera
nnamba
nga webanayokya ekyuma wali ne bajja ne bakuteeka mu
kyenyiweobawulira
ngu oyagala kyejjako oba
banoemikono
gyokkeeno oba weerwanako
ngaokuwulira
guno omwoyo sigutegedde era ogenda okuddayo ogamba kimu amaanyi gatambudde
naye
gankubye ekigo ne mpulira nga mbunze n'okuwooga katiye mwoyo
timoseewo ekisooka essula ey'okuna olunyi olwokusatu nga bawera okufumbiriganwa
ebyobufumbo
bwe
batandikirawo
okubiwera
bano basisita bano
bafaayi
ate okuoyinza okulowooza kyakoma mu ddiini
naye
kyatuuka ne mu bulokozi
kati
mbaoli afumbiddwa
yesu
era seba abantu bangi bafuuliddwa bannamwandu
emyaka
egitali mituufu
babagamba nti
bafumbiddwa
naye lowooza bwoti
nti
ffe ffenna abakkiriza
yesu
omwoyo yatufumbiza
totubuzaabuza mbu gw'omu
ovuddemu
n'ofumbiwa
weerabidde bakolesa ekyokubiri kumi
n'emuomuntu
kuvunga agamba
nti
mbakwatibwa obuggya bwa
katonda
kubanga nabafumbiza
bbabungabawala
mbeerera
naye
ndiddemu ng'omusota
bwegwali mbafaaobukuusa
bwagwo kubanga wemuwe bwa kristo
omulaoba
enjiri endala
oba omwoyo
omulala munayinza okubigumiinkiriza kati ennaku zino mulimu baabalokole
tebafumbirwa
abalala tebawasa
yafumbirwa
yesu ate webutuuse
kati
emyoyo gibakyalira mu buliwo
nga
kijjanga yesu
ne
basula najo mu
buliwo
tubasisinkanyeeko
tubalabye
oli najja
n'akugayibwa yesu
yesu yazze n'andaga
omukwa
tolimbibwa limbibwa
ffe
ffenna abakkiriza
kristo
twafumbirwa
ye
tewerimba
yesu
yebazibwa kati ebyokuwera okufumbirwa olowooza nti omwoyo guno guzze gukola emyaka
mingi
olowooza ekyo kyatandikadde ekyokuwera
muromani
katholiki
kyaki
ebyajata baali bakulaga obubonero bw'omwoyo guno
eguba gutambula
nga guteekako
sirukuba
bakufumbiza ekintu
kyotamanyina
we ne bakwawulako
ngaomwawe
sisita ye n'abeera eyo
and the sister is out there
nga bwegamba emisambu agibeera naye
and demons are always sleeping with them
bamwawulirakoyina
kufumbirwa
yafumbirwa
yesu
bonno balina okubeera bambeera nga maliya
virgins like Mary
maliya yamala n'azaala
nabo
ne bafaaza bonna muveyo
mutaalefuna
abakazi mu
mateeka
nammwe abakazibasisita nammwe mufune
abasajja
mu mateeka
mungeri entuufu
muzaali kuba ne maliya yamala
n'azaalanammwe
mubeere eyako akaseera temubaddeyo kamala muveeyo
ka
maliya yabibeeramu paka bino byakuziba maaso teyabibeereramu
ddala
yazaala mukama waffe
yesu
ate n'abaana ab'oluganda
abaveeyo
wabula muveeyo musaale kiri kyakuziba maaso bali
tebabeerera
wuliriza obubonero
obulala
Timoteewo ekisooka essula ey'okuna olunyiriri lwa kusatu nti nga bawera okufumbiriganwa era nga balagira okulekanga ebiriibwa
zino ze zimu ku ddiini
enkambwe
muslims bano bonna bali mu sisitimu
eyo
omwoyo ogutambire gwe gumu gwa
lukangaga
ogwokya n'ekyuma omu ku
bonero
obwaweebwa ku
bbobatandika
n'okuwera
ebyokulya
ebintu bino waliwo ebyayingidde era ne
mubulokozi
ebyokulya ebimu mukyabirya
musimanya
embizi n'abawanulimbinati n'amasimu mbu temukyagakwata
abamukumu
abalala abakazi babasalako enviiri nga beerabidde bakolisi eri ekisooka kumi n'emu enviri kitibwa ky'abakyala kati ate abasajja ate bo ne bazikuza obubonero bungi obulabika nga bwa namba lukankaga mukaga butambulira muli
ekyoomwoyo
nga gukola ogwa
basitaani
ebintu nga buli kimu kiri
kifuulamuni
yesu yebazibwa
Jesus
kati enamba eno
now this number
bagiwandiika nga n'ekyuma
it is engraved like an iron nga
bwe twalaba mu Ezekiel katusomeyo
Ezekiel essula ya 27
Yeremiya
essula ya 17
Jeremiah 17.
Yeremiya sura 17 n'olunyo olusooka lugamba bwe luti. Ekibi kya Yuda kyawandiikibwa n'ekkalaamu ey'ekyuma n'ekinja lya alimansi essongovu.
Wali olabyeko ku kkalaamu y'ekyuma?
Have you ever seen a pen of iron?
Bwe guli bwe twende bookye bano n'emyo gyabwe nga n'ekyuma.
It's one written in Timothy, they are seared with their swift like
an iron.
The other is a pen of the devils.
Kukakasanguli wawe.
To prove that you are theirs. Number 3, 4, 6, you have to get it.
Baji waandika ku mwoyo.
They read it on the spirit.
Ekizibu kye twafuna kiri bwe kitabo
oluganda. The problem with God is like this.
Omubiri n'omusaayi.
Fresh and blood.
Tebigenda magombe.
They don't go to hell.
Era tebigenda mu.
And they never go to heaven.
Kati ate kisinga okwewuunyisa.
Now what surprises most?
Abali magombe.
They in hell.
Butere balina enamba.
They have this number.
Wewuuze.
Ask yourself, if they write it on this body, the other who go with it, how do they go with it? Here they have shown that the number is written on your spirit. They have, many have gone with it like that. But the pen writing it on them is of iron.
It's hard
to even rub that number from you. If you
made
people in, and they have something like a plate on their forehead and on their palm. The number
666.
Ask yourself. We are here with that, they are writing on it. But the spirit
it
has been doing it on the things.
The
gospel has taken a long time when it was changed.
And whoever tries to
reach the kingdom of heaven,
the gospel,
they throw them down.
Then
they open people's eyes of the spirit and of the
flesh,
and they can see what is happening.
For
when they do the thing, they try there is no light of knowledge.
Yeremiya esura ya 17.
Jeremiah 17 from verse 1.
Ekibi kya Yuda kyawandiikibwa n'ekkalaamu ey'ekyuma n'ekinja lya alimansi essongovu kyayolebwa ku kipande eky'omutima gwabwe.
Uliriza bulungi.
Listen very well.
Enamba eno.
That this number.
Bajo cha kumoyo.
When it is put upon your spirit.
Esiriba nejja paka ku mutima gwo.
It goes straight to your heart.
Nevayo nefubutuka mukenyi.
And it comes out from your forehead.
Era bwona yonga eri kumoyo.
When you have it and it's on your spirit.
Mukirude mogeno kwa chibayo kukenyi wana mobulio mubi.
You see that it comes out open on your forehead.
Kitu haraka denno.
It takes time.
Bwana gamenti baji wanika kumoyo.
They say they grab it on the spirit.
Nefuma nejja kumutima.
And it gets to the heart.
Nesibida mukenyi.
And it ends up in the forehead.
Kati singa kati nabisidwa ano kumubi.
Now if you have manifested in the spirit.
Era bwena bova mubi.
When you get out of the body.
Ujja kweka ujja kukimanya
to badoji. You know that you have been having that number. That's why the master had said in this New Testament, for he knows it, that we to get the seal of God, we must pass through the gospel ourselves. And he writes it in our inner man, he writes it in our hearts, and even in our minds.
But
the other number too moves in the same way. It comes from the spirit, it gets to the heart of someone, and it appears in the
thought,
what we would have called their mind.
You don't
understand me well what's happening. It was changed a little. They too want to get from the spirit, and they get the heart, and it appears on the forehead or in your palm.
Tuli mu Yeremiya esura ya 17 n'olunyiri lwa 2. Abaana baabwe nga bwe bajjukira ebyoto byabwe ne babaseera baabwe awali emiti egimera ku nsozi empanvu. Ayi olusozi lwange oluli mu nnimiro, ndigabula ebintu byo n'obugagga bwo bwonna okuba omunyago.
Naye nga tunnyonnyolebwa ku namba
gambe
bagiwandikira ddala okuva ku mwoyo
gwo.
Kati gw'ojja kubeera awantu
tojja
kulaba peni
ewandiika.
Ojja kulabira awo.
you see when the kingdom of God exists a long time, you are the synagogues of Satan. You see miracles and the spirit moving, and it is burning like a
man.
They are sealing the other number. Why the gospel of the kingdom was taken away? They know it very well.
They
are the gospel of the kingdom of God. The spirit is sealed, spirit with righteousness. Still spirit with God is sealed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All the seals fight to be in the same place. God is fighting for the spirit of
someone.
He fights for someone's heart.
All
his forehead to seal it. Even Satan fights for the same thing.
To seal
the spirits of people. That John on his side.
Bible
speaks in Ephesians on the seal of God. We are going to connect them both. Ephesians chapter
1. Abefeso esule soka n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Ephesians 1:7.
Nti eyatuweesa okununulibwa kwaffe olw'omusaayi gwe, okusonyiyibwa ebyonono byaffe ng'obugagga bw'ekisa kye bwe buli, kye yasukkiriza gye tuli mu magezi gonna n'okutegeera kwonna, bwe yatutegeeza ekyama ky'okwagala kwe, nga bwe yasiima yekka, nga bwe yamalirira edda mu ye. Olw'obuwanika obwo mu biro ebituukirivu, okugattira awamu byonna mu Kristo, ebiri mu ggulu n'ebiri ku nsi, mwoyo naffe mwe twafuukira obusika, bwe twayawulibwa edda mu kumalirira kw'oyo akoza byonna nga bw'ayagala mu kuteesa kwe, ffe tulyoke tubeere ettendo ery'ekitiibwa kye, ffe abaasooka okusuubira mu Kristo. Era nammwe mu ye, bwe mwawulira ekigambo eky'amazima, enjiri ey'obulokozi bwammwe, mu oyo n'okukkiriza bwe mwakkiriza, ne muteekebwako akabonero n'omwoyo omutukuvu eyasuubizibwa.
Kristo Yesu ng'agatta ebiri mu ggulu n'ebiri ku
nsi,
okufuuka omuntu omu. Omwoyo balina kuba n'omu, abali mu ggulu n'abali ku nsi. Omwoyo alina kusigala ng'ali omu.
The spirit has to remain one.
Okusinziira ku Efeso.
According to Ephesians 4.
Oluvannyuma lw'okukkiriza.
After believing.
N'okukkiriza okwo kulina kuba kumu.
That faith has to be one.
Okuwulira enjiri y'obulokozi bwa.
The faith, the gospel of
enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom.
Ne tussibwako n'akabonero n'omwoyo.
That we are sealed with a seal.
Nti bwe tuwulira enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom.
Omwoyo ayitamu ng'ate asiringa abantu ba Katonda.
The spirit passes as it seals God's
people. Ne siru ya Katonda.
With the seal of God.
Eyakayakana mu bwenyi bwabwe.
It shines on their forehead.
Eyaka mu mitima gyabwe.
Eyaka mu muntu wabwe omwo. Which shines in their inner person.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ogera n'okuva wano.
You get out of here.
Omubiri ng'ogulese naye nga si bwe siru ya kirina
yo bakatonda. When you still have the seal of God in you.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ati ebintu biri bibiri.
Now there are two things.
Ofuna siru ya Katonda.
You get the seal of God.
Obiri ya Satan.
Or of Satan.
Enkola ze tugezaako
kubuulira. These ways we are the ones trying to tell you.
Ogezeko okunoonya.
That you try to look.
Wayagala Katonda.
You who want God.
Okoze otya.
What are you going to do?
Bakugambye oluvannyuma lw'okuwulira enjiri.
They have told you after hearing the gospel.
Iyo bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Of the kingdom of God.
Osibwako siru.
You are sealed by the Holy Spirit.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Wabula si kya kuwulira lumu.
But it's not of hearing once.
Kubanga omwoyo bw'aba assaako.
For when the spirit is sealed.
Naye awandiika.
He too he writes.
Nga bw'owulidde bali abawandiika.
Just as you've heard the others write.
Siru y'ekibi.
The seal of evil.
Kati siru y'obutuukirivu.
Now the seal of righteousness.
Omuntu kuba naye awandiika
mpandi. If the Holy Spirit writes them.
Ogenda kuba oyongera gy'owulira.
You're going to continue to hear it.
Lwaki bakuteekako siru
eyo? Why did they put his seal upon you?
Kati olunyi lw'14.
Let's see verse 14.
Abefeso esula esooka n'olunyi lwa 14. Gwe musingo ogw'obusika bwaffe okutuusa enfuma ya Katonda lw'erinunulibwa.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Nti si weno omwoyo mutukuvu atandika ogikuteekako.
The Holy Spirit begins to seal with this seal.
Nga akuteekako omusingo kugamba ekikakasa
upon you a deposit of guarantees
bakuwadde ekifo
that you've been given a place in the kingdom of heaven.
Nga balinda
and they are waiting
envuma ye ebikulibwe eddala otuukirire
your redemption to be fulfilled
okununulibwako
to your redemption
kulaga nti olina okuddizibwa omwoyo omubiri okuva mu
ggulu. It shows that you have to be given a spiritual body from heaven.
N'okukuuma otuuka ku lunaku luli.
To watch you the other day.
Wuliriza bulungi
nnyo. Listen carefully here.
Bwe bakugamba nti okutuusa envuma gwe n'annulibwa.
That until redemption will be fulfilled.
Kulimu okununulibwa omubiri gwe ogw'omu ggulu.
It involves redeeming your body from heaven.
Ogwali gwafiira mu Adamu.
Which had died through Adam.
njagala osome bulungi era wulirize bulungi. Yesu yebazibwe. Okusinziira ku Baruumi okununulibwako era n'okukakasibwa nti kati onunuliddwa bateekwa okuddiza omubiri
guno
n'osigala ng'ogukuuma mu kigambo
okukula. Baruumi sura ya 8
katusome nnyo olwa
20.
Abaruumi essuula ey'omunaana n'olunyi lwa 20. Kubanga ebitonde byateekebwa okufugibwa obutaliimu, si lwa kwagala kwabyo wabula ku bw'oyo eyabifugisa mu kusuubira, nti era n'ebitonde byennyini nabyo biriweebwa eddembe okuva mu kufugibwa okuvunda okuyingira mu ddembe ly'ekitiibwa ky'abaana ba Katonda. Kubanga tumanyi ng'ebitonde byonna bisinda era birumirwamu okutuusa kaakano. Era si ekyo kyokka, naye era naffe abalina ebibala ebiriberye eby'omwoyo, era naffe tusinda munda yaffe nga tulindirira okufuuka abaana, kwe kunuulibwa kw'omubiri gwaffe, kubanga twalokoka lwa kusuubira.
Yesu yebazibwe. Kati obununuzi buli
omwoyo
bw'omala okukkiriza atandika okukola
era
bwe tukebera siru
eziri
musanvu ziri mukaaga ng'eya
Setaani,
siru z'omwoyo omutukuvu
zijja
kuba nazo tuziraba era nga zikakasibwa
Kitaffe,
Omwana
n'Omwoyo
Omutukuvu, nazo ne ziva ne zibeera
ssatu.
Emyoyo gino omusanvu agenda akusiringako amagezi okutegeera, okuteesa. Kati okununulibwako kuno okakasa ng'olina omubiri ogugenda
mu ggulu.
Kyava agambye
kwe
kununulibwa kw'emibiri
gyaffe
gyafa gyagwafiira mu
Adamu
kusinziira ku Bakolinso ekisooka
15:22
nti bonna baafiira mu
Adamu
mu Kristo Yesu
mubanaabeeramu.
Era Bayibuli
yeegamba
mu Bakolinso ekyokubitaano kunyo olusooka
mpaka
olw'ekkumi nti nga tuli mu mubiri guno tusinda twambazibwe kuli
okuva mu ggulu.
Kati bwe bakukuwa okununulibwako nga
kulabika ng'omubiri
gwe bakununudde
bagukomezzaawo.
Yesu yebazibwe. Era ekyongerwako okusabibwako kwe kweyongera okulya ekigambo ng'omwana eyakajja azaalibwe. Peter ekisooka essuula ya
10.
Yesu
yebazibweng'abaana
abaakajja muzaalibwe mu mwoyo
ogwokubiri
mwegombe ekigambo
ekinaasobola
okubakuza kubanga mu kigambo
mwe
tweyongerera okufuna amagezi ga Katonda,
mwe
tweyongerera okutegeera kwa Katonda, omwoyo ayongera
kutusiringa.
Yesu yebazibwe. Kati ebyamagero bitandika kufuuka mmere
y'abaana
abakakasiddwa kati bano balina ne garanti balina omusingo ogukakasa nti waabwe mu ggulu.
Kisooka
balina omubiri ogugenda mu
ggulu
kubanga Bakolinso essuula 15:5 egamba mbiina omusaayi gye tulimu ebisobola sikira bwakabaka bwa
muggulu.
Kati balina okuweereza
guli
kati omwoyo omutukuvu olutandikako siruze
balina
okuwa garanti
omubiri
ogwo guno mpaka lwe gunanulibwa envuma ya Katonda
n'erabisibwa.
Bagamba nti envuma ya Mukama
erabisiddwa
kwe kugamba nti oweereza omubiri okuva mu ggulu omutukuvu era okusaanibeera bwakabaka
bw'omuggulu.
Yesu yebazibwe. Kati omwoyo omutukuvu atandika okugamba kati kofunye bino njagala kugamba tonyiiza Mukama waffe Yesu ayita mutuma
fawe
mwe muba mumuweereddwa
mugezeseeko
okumukuuma ayongere okulabika nga anointing eri gy'abawadde basomesa
eyongere
okubabikulira n'okubategeeza ng'abaana bakajja
muzaalibwe.
Era omwoyo omutukuvu ayongere okunyweza ennamba
eyo
oba siru ya Katonda erimu emyoyo musanvu
gye
tugenda okwetegereza
obulungi.
Efeso essuula ey'okuna
Efeso essuula ey'okuna olunyi lwa 30. So temunakuwasanga Mwoyo Mutukuvu owa Katonda eyabateesaako akabonero okutuusa olunaku olw'okunuulibwa
nti omwoyo omutukuvu oyo
tulina
munyiiza
atetukomalero
nti aze kasamufunye
kiwetolina
kumunakuwezapaka kakati
banakugjaokulabika
ngaoda mu kibuga
yerusalemu
ayongera okukola omulimu
mugwe
era yakakasa nga siru ya katonda ekuliko paka ku nkomerero
onaava mu mubiri
akugamba ekintu kimu
sigala
mu njiri
Remain in the gospel.
Kubanga omwoyo omutukuvu
for the Holy Spirit.
Bw'amala okujja ku bulamu
bwaffeasigala
mu bigambo by'obwakabaka nga bw'ayogera mu
Yokaana
6:63 ebigambo bye mbagamba
bwe
mwoyo ate bwe bulamu asigala akyali mu
bigambo
kitegeeza ki tulina okuba nga tusigala tetukwatagana n'ekigambo kya
Katonda
okunyweza siru y'obwakatonda ng'ekuliko kwe kwongeza omusana
gwaffe
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Nga bwe nakugambye.
As I told you.
Kimusiru eri abasitaani.
The seal of the devil.
Lukankaga muka.
3-4-6.
Naye nyini bajongera ne bajengura evi.
They continue to engrave it.
Ne bajinyweza bulungi paka ngeyase bulungi.
And they engrave it until it has stuck on your very
well. You
know the other seal that the light like light.
Lukankaga muka.
3-4-6.
Yaka kizikizi.
It lights darkness.
Ivamu.
It out of it springs darkness.
Kugamba kivaako ogugundi ogwo ogw'ekizikiza simanyi oba kiyinza
kuyi
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ate Bayibuli yeeraga
nti
bw'oteeddwako siru ya
Katonda
buli lw'oyongera ennyo mu mwoyo oyongera okwaka mu kumutegeera ne
mumagezi
era neegeza evaayo wano mu gye
omusana
gusobola okuvaamu nekubbaawo
n'awonna
ebeera ng'ejjinja
ery'omuwendo
siru eyo bw'egenda bw'etuuka ku kigera kya
Yesu
yeebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ati barugambe tuli kunyiza mwoyo.
They have told we shouldn't grieve the Holy Spirit.
Abefeso sura ya 4 olunyirwa 3 mu lumu.
Ephesians 4:31.
Okukawa konna n'obusungu n'obukambwe n'okukaayana n'okuvuma bibavengako awamu n'ettima lyonna. Era muberenga n'obulungi mwekka na mwekka abakwatibwa ekisa nga musonyiwagananga. Era nga Katonda bwe yabasonyiwa mu Kristo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ng'ebintu obukambwe
obutungu
bisambye ezo naziba
zinotufaamu
okwongerawo omwoyo omutukuvu ono atuweebwa nga
garanti
kubanga yakakasa nga omwoyo
gulimubiri
guli kukuweebwa ate nekuweebwa n'emmere ekugwanira
okulya food to eat.
Kuba tekulya mmere neyabulijjo
eyaba
kulya kigambo kya Katonda ate nga kiri piwa
the word of God which is pure.
Ekitukuziddwa emirundi
musanvu. Been purified 7 times.
Yagamba nti kigambo kya Katonda
kitukuvu. He said that the word of God is right, holy.
Kitukuziddwa emirundi musanvu.
Purified 7 times.
Yemeye omusanvu gy'owulira.
Those are the 7 spirits you hear.
Tukisoma wali eri nga
we read it.
Bwe tubadde tusoma olugendo lwe.
As we read it in the Journal of Heaven.
Lwokuna.
On Thursday. On Friday.
Natulaba emeye omusanvu gy'a
Katonda. We see the 7 spirits of God.
Nengeri ekigambo kye kyabikulwamu okuyita
mu musanvu. And the way the word was brought through them.
Bible kyeva egamba.
That's why Bible says.
Mukubikulwa esimu lesooka.
Revelations 1.
Era ebiva eri emirimu omusanvu egya
Katonda
nti biba birongoose emmere erongoosebwa bulungi
nnyo
okakasa nga tebatuteganya siru eri obwa Katonda ekuliko era gy'ova olaba nti ebigambo binaba byakwegendereza nnyo n'okubikebera
n'okubimaaga
okulabira ddala nga byebyo obwakabaka
bwa Katonda
olyoka obiwa abaana ba
Katonda
ono baba bakusindise
Yeremiya
23 nti ani yali atudde mukama
waatasizeebigambolyoka
abitegeeze
bagandayesu
yebazibwakubanga omwoyo
ono
aba agenda kuwandiika ebigambo
ebyo
nga mwakolera ddala
ennamba
nga bwe nagambyesaidi
y'abasitaani
ebyamagero byabwe n'enjiri
zaabwebirimu
ekigendeerwe mabega bakuwandiikamu
ekinambaenjiri
y'obwakabaka bwa
katondaliba
ogifuna omwomutukuvu aba
awandiika
byonna ebigambo bikwata n'abipaakinga mu siiru
eyo
ng'etandikira ku mwoyo
n'eryoka
ejja mu mutima
gwo
n'erabisibwa mu
kiri
Uvura Bible yegamba kolise
kyo kubirisa 2 Corinthians 3.
Katusomeyo.
Let's read there.
Nyorisoka bakuru
mukaka. Verse 1 to 6.
Bakolise ekyo kubiri esula yokusatu no linyorisoka.
2 Corinthians 3 from verse 1.
Tutalina nate okwetendereza ffekka oba twetaaga ebbaluwa ng'abalala ez'okutendereza erimmwe oba eziva gye muli. Mwe muli bbaluwa yaffe eyawandiikibwa mu mitima gyaffe abantu bonna gye bategeera gye basoma.
Owulidde ekiribwo mu bwakabaka bwa
Katonda
olina okufuuka ebbaluwa nti bagiwandiika ne siru ya Katonda wandiikibwa omwoyo
mutukuvu
era akufuula ebbaluwa
gye
tuweererezaamu
kati
weewuunye mu mwoyo guli
ogutambira
mu makanisa omwoyo guno omubi ne mu maddiini
ago
tebaayo njiri teguwandiika.
It doesn't write anything.
Gufa ku nnamba eri
minds of the own number
teri ategeera byakola
understands what they do
byonna mwesiŋŋana mukubakubi aleluya
find yourself shouting aleluya
mugamba amiina byemutategeera
amen on things you don't understand
kuleka musabesaba
you pray pray
kyemusinzanga nakyo nga tekitegeera
if you don't understand it
obulamu bwe butebubeere
that is how life is on that side
wano baraga
but here they show
ng'ofuna siru ya Katonda
as you get God in the seal
olina okulabikanga ufuliwe ebbaluwa
you must be made a letter
gituweererezaamu aba ababaweereza
minister the ones who are ministering
ngebere kiwandikibwe
it is written how
bakolinse ekyokubiri essula yakusatu olunyerwa kusatu
2 Corinthians 3:3
ngamulabisibwa okuba ebbaluwa ya Kristo ffe gye twamuweererezaamu etaawandiikibwa na bwino wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda omulamu
tewandiikibwa na bwino
not written with ink
wabula n'omwoyo gwa Katonda omulamu
spirit of the living God
katuliriza
now listen
omwoyo mutukuvu
the Holy Spirit
nabo wabulidde Satan
wawandiika ku bantu as you hear how Satan writes in people
ebintu bye
these things
paka ngeri kunna abantu kakagamuka
so the number 666
n'abantu ba Katonda
even the people of God
wabula ulira njiri obwa kabaka
as they hear the gospel of the kingdom
era n'omwoyo yaddeni n'awandiika
the spirit gets aside and writes
paka lwakola ennamba eyo
until it makes that number
oba siru ya Katonda
or the seal of God
yetumanyinga musanvu
musanvu
ugenda kuba nekujetegereza
kunjiwaliwo
ensonga
lwaki
Satani yasalawo ayite mu byamagero
bino
okuziba abantu amaaso ye namba
ebyowo
tebiba byanjiri
ate tobitegeera wabula
ate ye omwoyo
omwoyo
wa Katonda afuba okulaba ng'otegeera
era
ng'ofuusa ebbaluwa eweerezeddwao kubanga byonna bw'omala okubikunga
everything as you gather it
yesu soma
what we read
namba eyo basiru ya Katonda
the seal of God
ebemaze okugwa
has already finished
yesu yebazibu
praise Jesus
kati waliwo siru ya Katonda
now there's the seal of
waliwo
God
ya Satan
there's the seal of Satan
nezo na bali n'enkola gye bazikolamu
both of them there is a way they do them
bago baddo manyi bakukwata lwa mpakani bajikuba batya
if you thought they are going to grab you by force and get put it upon you
oba jiwandike ku kyenyewo
they put it up on your forehead
yesu yebazibu
praise Jesus
sibwe kufaana bwe
it is not like that
waliwo enkola
there is a way
ezita mu nsi y'omwoyo
which passes through the spiritual realm
yesu yebazibu
praise Jesus so much
enkola zino zetwetegereza
these ways are what we are looking at
banga nabafuna siru ya Katonda
even they will get the seal
baba badete bamanyi bajifuna
they have not been knowing how they get it
kati wandiye bozi
now you would have asked yourself
nandiye kanze njiri no
banga but I would have found myself having it or not having it
kubane wenda ndi agadde siru ya Katonda so wali wenda ndi kona
the seal of God I don't know how to get it
nandi kozi
how will I have done it
imagine we the abantu bazikidde lwa kubula kumanya
be finished that is people destroyed for lack of knowledge
tuyongere yoko
let's proceed on
tulimba kolinso ekyo kubire siru yo kusatu no linyirwa kusatu
2 Corinthians 3:3
siku bipande ebya mayincha wabula ku bipande je mitima ekyo mubiri
ulide ngeri omoyo kya wandi
here how the spirit writes
mitima
on the hearts
wabula bawulidde ne Satan bwaba
we had that Satan too as he write
nga bwawandika ku moyo
as he write on your spirit
omutima,
the heart
na magezi
and your mind
era Bible yegamba
Ephesians Bible says in Ephesians
ndi Katonda wa mulembe guno
that the God of this generation
uyu Satan
that is Satan
yaziba amaso ga magezi
ga blinded the eyes of the understanding there is nothing like knowledge
agamba ni murokora kugamba amen
who is a born again and they say amen now we came here when you are not born again
akutega mukakodio okirize kugamba amen na kubyona tegeke
there is a trick that you believe to say amen on what you have not
heard the
Bible says
njibo bato tegeke chitogamba amen
don't say understood anything don't say amen
we wawa bere we wawo
get amen be amen
siwe wawa bere siwe wawa
and not amen will not be not amen
kati bano bako gamba haleluya
now when they say
Say hallelujah. Have to say it by force. That they will force the young man and the old to get the number.
Now,
going to make you lie down and they cane you to force you. They can force you when you have not understood their force that they commanded you by force. As you
said,
in the spirit, they forced everyone to get the number.
Second Corinthians 3:4. Naye obuyinza bwaffe buva eri Katonda era yatusaanyiza ng'abaweereza b'endagaano empya si baweereza ba nnukuta wabula ab'omwoyo
ffe tuweereza mwoyo era kyovula bwe tuba tukusomera mu
Bible
olina owulira ani
ayogera
bisiŋŋana mu lugendo luli olugendo lwa Bible Yesu
yeebazibwa
nowulira bulungi omwoyo engeri gyayogera
mubyawaabwaba
kitaffe
ojjamuwulirabwaba
mwana ojjamuwulirabwaba mwoyo mutukuvu
ojjamuwulirabwaba
mutume nga
yaweebwaojja
kumanya muofiisi yani
mweyayogeraeyo
omwoyo mutukuvuyakitaffeyakigambo Yesu yeebazibwa okusobola okuba nga tugamba awo Solomoni
n'agambawabula
twagala katonda kuba katonda gwe mwoyo gwe twagala okuwulira nga
ayogera abaweereza ennyukuta bagamba
Solomoni agamba
Solomon says
Mukama yali nange ku buli we
lyasomasoma
nno ngero
8:22
kati Solomoni yaliwo Mukama
Solomon there with the Lord before heaven and earth was
bw'osoma Yokaana
emubayibuli
egamba
olubereberye
waliwo
kigambo
ono kigambo mwennyiniyokaana emukumi nannya
yeyambala
omubinalabisibwatumulaba
ngaomwanakati
bw'ogenda mu
ngeri 8:22
yayogera mwennyini ng'akugamba mukama yali
nangekubuli weyasoma
okusooka emirimu gyegyaateekebwa okuva kutondebwa
kw'ensiawereza
ennyukuta ye abasoma Solomoni
yaliyowabula
ba abaweereza omwetuba tuwulira ani
we hear who is speaking then for the Father is Spirit even the Son and the Holy Spirit we know that they are one
yes, yes.
Praise Jesus
so,
now when you are in all that's why he speaks in Jeremiah 31:31 as he's going to write
ebigambo by'obwakabaka
the words of the kingdom of God
okusobola okukolera mu
be able to work a seal out of them the Holy Spirit
afuba okulaba nga babiwandika ku muntu
ow'omundaijja
mumutima
gwone
mu magezi
yeremiya essula ya 31 n'olunyi lwa
31
laba ennaku zijja bw'ayogera mukama lwe ndiragaana endagaano empya n'ennyumba ya isirayiri n'ennyumba ya yuda singa endagaano bwe yali gye nalagaana ne bajjajjaabwe ku lunaku lwe nabakwata ku mukono okubajja mu nsi y'emisiri endagaano yange eno ne bagimenya newankubadde nga nali mbawasizza bw'ayogera mukama
era yali atuwasizza nga bw'atulabula mu
bakolinsiomutukuvu ngaagambabakwatibwa
obujja
bwakatondakubanga
nabafumiza
bbamuyekristonaye
ntiddemuomusata luli bwe
gwalibaawomu
bukuusa
bwabwe
musobola okuva mu bwankamu ebyo ebiri mu kristo
yesu
ne mugoberera kristo
omulalaengiri
endala
n'omwoyo
omulala
yeremiya essula ya
31:34
naye eno ye ndagaano gye ndiragaana n'ennyumba ya isirayiri oluvannyuma lw'ennaku ezo bw'ayogera mukama nditeeka amateeka gange mu bitundu byabwe eby'omunda era mu mutima gwabwe mwendigawandiika
owulidde
wagambye
ku luno waaba akola
naye
agamba ngenda tuteeka mu muntu
w'omunda ne
ku mitima
gyabwe
malayo bulungi
yeremiya
31:33
nti naye eno ye ndagaano gye ndiragaana n'ennyumba ya isirayiri oluvannyuma lw'ennaku ezo bwayogera Mukama. Nditeeka amateeka gange mu bitundu byabwe eby'omunda era mu mitima gyabwe mwe ndigawandiikira. Nange n'abanga Katonda waabwe, nabo banaabanga bantu bange.
Naye ng'awandiika mu muntu w'omunda mu magezi okusinako ebyo ebyayogera mu
Baibulaniyakakati
Now,
when the
hearts are being finished by to shouting just,
shout
hallelujah, seven of them.
They are making you foolish.
Satan knows very well the things he does. Even some of the ministers know that. They don't fellowship, they don't know what's happening. They know very well what they are doing. They are pastors who know very well that they are not on God. What they are on is on their Satan. Praise Jesus.
Now you
shout hallelujah. Lift your chair. You wave your handkerchief. Nothing like understanding. If they are making the number of the devils, before I go to warn you, the
seal
of God, how it gets to be 7, 7, 7. I'm going to reach here. As I show you the seal of God,
it is
made in the light of the word of God. The seal of the devil
works
in darkness, there's no knowledge.
You
should then know what they are doing. The word comes from Vatican. And they tell you God commanded it. Praise Jesus.
It comes from
the Bible College, there's no questioning it. Are you the one who told me to question me? That is how they tell you. You shouldn't question so much. That God revealed to me,
we
are going to begin to baptize you. Don't question what God said. God said it.
Whether
in scripture it says something else, no questioning. You must be in darkness, no questioning. Now, in the kingdom of God, there you must be knowing what was that written we are doing. Not just saying amen. Now the seal of God, when you're getting it, in it is the light of knowledge.
For the Holy Spirit,
we have got to know that it's not right sitting in
us. It
gets the words of the
kingdom
and writes them from our inner man to our hearts and in our minds.
Now,
they must be a gospel.
And the Christians
have told you that when they had the gospel of the kingdom of God and they were sealed by the seal of God.
Now without
the gospel of the kingdom of God, people are sealed on what? Why they try and force is one thing.
The seal
of the devil as it moves with the spirit of the devil. You shouldn't have knowledge. And what they first make you foolish, when a minister is coming, you must clap as he's coming from there, and you shift the attention from God and you put it on that minister.
If
you put him aside and you think now this minister is the Holy Spirit and
he
reaches the pulpit or whatever he tells you, you just say amen. Let's see how they make their number in darkness. We shall see of the one of the kingdom of God as it's done in light, or the seal of God. Ephesians 2. From verse 11.
Abefeso essuula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu. Kale mujjukire ng'edda mmwe abali abamawanga mu mubiri, abakomole bebayita abatakomolebwa mu mubiri, mu mubiri okukomolebwa n'emikono, nga mu biro biri mwali nga muli wala ne Kristo, mwali nga muboleddwa mu kika kya Isirayiri, era mwali bannaggwanga eri endagaano ez'okusuubiza, nga temulina kusuubira, nga temulina Katonda mu nsi. Naye kaakano mu Kristo Yesu mwabaali ewala edda musembezebwa olw'omusaayi gwa Kristo, kubanga ye gy'emirembe gyaffe, eyafuula byombi ekimu n'amenyawo ekisenge ekya wakati ekyawula. Bwe yamala okuggyawo mu mubiri gwe obulabe, tawuleeti ey'ebiragiro ebiri mu mateeka, alyoke atondemu ye yennyini abo bombi okubeera omuntu omu omuggya okuleeta emirembe.
Yesu
yebazi.
Mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda,
in the kingdom of God,
Kristo bwe yajja,
when Christ came,
yajjawo ebyokugamba nti kabona omukulu yayingira mu era n'okuba nti yabeera
amanyi,
n'agamba mugende mufulama nga gonna
abayigirizwa
okusinda ku Matayo 28:18 paka 20. Kati bano bo bajja ne bakomyawo ekigundi
ekyo,
mwenga ekibiina temulina
kumanya,
mulina kubanga mugoberera
bugoberezi.
Kyokka Kristo
yagamba,
nali najjawo ekisenge ekyo ekyawula,
era
n'atugamba kakati tulina obugumu okuyingira eri Katonda
to enter the holy place as we pass through the living way, that is Christ.
Kati bano bakomyawo ekisenge
kye kimu, brought back the same word,
and they think
she did know God,
and they think
she didn't reach him.
Now they're the
ones who know him.
Wano naye bakuleetera Katonda omulala
tosakimanya, serve another God here, you can
never know,
for you don't know that God.
Nakuwa ukubi haleluya,
shout haleluya,
and
you say amen,
and
you go back home.
Wakubuza Katonda omulala,
when they ask you do know God,
nakutwale wa msomba ajabu,
yeah, let me tell you, take you the pastor will tell you about God.
Msomba ajabu,
pastor will explain you about God. You know nothing. Even the commander said,
whoever
was to believe Christ, they were to be made disciples. And they had to be given his word, and they take them to others.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
the God of this generation,
he
said one thing to Satan,
to
blind people's eyes. They are followers.
And you know,
when you reach in this place,
we are
followers of Christ.
You
too feel peace about
it.
But Jesus
said,
I want disciples.
People
who know something.
Now what the devils
do? The number
666
work on
you.
It passes through your ignorance.
They
do false miracles.
A
false miracle.
You
don't get the gospel of the kingdom of God.
You can
see the lame walk.
You can see the
blind eyes being opened.
But there's
no gospel of the kingdom of God.
Let's
go back to Ephesians 1. Verse
16. Kyenva sirekangayo kwebaza nga mboogerako mu kusaba kwange, Katonda wa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo, Kitaffe ow'ekitiibwa, abawe omwoyo ogw'amagezi n'ogw'okubikkulirwa mu kumutegeera ye, nga mumulisibwa amaaso ag'omutima gwammwe, mmwe okumanya essuubi ery'okuyitibwa kwe bwe liri, obugagga obw'ekitiibwa eky'obusika bwe mu batukuvu bwe buli.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
the kingdom of God,
atusabiranga nnyo omwoyo w'okutegeera,
pray for us the spirit of understanding,
n'omwoyo w'okumanya,
and the spirit of knowledge,
okubikkulirwa,
in revelation,
nti amaaso g'amagezi
gaffe, the eyes of our understanding,
galabe bye tubeera tukola,
they may see what we do,
ne bye tuweereza,
and what we minister,
oba ne bye batuweereza,
or what they minister to us.
Buba sitani bagamba,
the devil say,
eri bantu kutegeera,
he for sure did understand,
bakume nga bagoberezi,
they just keep them followers.
Tebalina kumanya.
They shouldn't know.
Era okukolebwa kwa Bible college ezisinga,
Bible college is where they are made,
si kwa bwa Katonda,
it's not of God.
Kubanga Bible college ye kanisa.
The Bible college is the church itself.
Mutuyigira fena Bible.
Through which we learn the Bible.
Lwaki bajijja kule bajijja mu kasenga?
Why was it separated and put in rooms?
Bible yeraga.
The Bible shows.
Nti bali yakunganyiza bayigirizwa.
That they will gather themselves preachers.
Abayigiriza ngo kwegomba kwa bwe kuli.
Preach as their admiration is and desire.
Bali nokubajja kwa nabaze
bali.
take them out and put them aside. It never began in salvation. It began in religion. Now it entered up to salvation. They put them aside and decided in Bible colleges. And the principles we want you to move by. Now you come out when you preach that they have taught you.
You
they are get that the Spirit revealed to you again.
The gospel,
as you get in the Bible college, that is how you come. And you begin to speak what you've learned. And you chase totally the Holy Spirit out of you. When you get the Spirit, you get another Spirit. And it gives you what it claims to be a rhema word. That word is always a new way. It's not even the Bible.
And
we have spoken of it, for the Spirit has told it to you. But God has just thrown it right now. It has just knocked down on us right now. But you have forgotten.
Bible says
you shouldn't add or neither subtract from it. Now that has just fallen has come from where? You think First Timothy 1
come
where the Spirit speaks openly, people get out of the faith and they'll be hearing specific speech. Telling them speak like this. Now when it falls on them and they tell you to speak like this, repeat like this, and you too, you repeat, yet the Spirit has told it to you. As long as you repeat it, you see yourselves falling down. You say like this,
look
on Jesus 7 times, yet the Spirit has been behind whispering it to him. Jesus, call Jesus. After you finish the 7 times and you fall down. Ephesians 1:19. Ephesians 2 from verse 1.
Era nammwe yabazuukiza bwe mwali nga mufiiridde mu byonoono n'ebibi byammwe bye mwatambulirangamu edda ng'emirembe gy'ensi eno bwe giri, okugobereranga omukulu ow'obuyinza obw'omu bbanga, omwoyo ogukoza kaakano mu baana abatawulira.
Nti omwoyo ogwo ogwaba sitaani,
spirit of the devils,
gutambula nga gukoza,
is moving and working
abaana abajeemu,
within the children of disobedience.
Si gwe okola n'omwoyo.
It is not you works with the spirit,
nga Katonda bw'agamba,
as God says,
nti ffe tuli bakozi wa
Mwana, we are workers together with him. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, God says we are co-workers with him. But this spirit, it just works within you. It drives you. Not on your will. And you speak tongues you don't know. For you cannot control them. What works within you, speak this and you speak. You may find yourself falling down. They tell you, be filled with the Spirit. But you throw in the legs here and the other side. And they have to get you and cover you. But they tell the Spirit is coming. It is working within you. Even the one working miracles, you find them, so they are not the ones doing it. And it is making them stretch themselves like a serpent. He is going to heal now. And is blowing like a frog. It is not you controlling those actions. The Spirit is working within you. And when it comes, you may and shouting, making funny words. You're shouting funny words. It is not you working. It is the other Spirit working.
But
the Spirit of God's Bible says in Romans 8:26 and 30,
that
with our spirit and intercedes for us, never takes your understanding away. You remain understanding properly. He joins with your spirit. It never works and drives you. That's why Bible says that the spirit of prophecy is governed by the prophet. You can control him. But this one who has come, you are shaking yourself and you are falling. Whether you hit the head on the rock or nothing, it's like that. And when the seal of Satan is working, even what is worked, you have no authority over it. And it's nothing like knowledge. You see power.
Somebody now, man.
Pastor has power. He throws you down. He handle this person very well. He beats you with power. I kicks you with power and you fall the other side.
He cannot shame that you see a pastor throwing people down like that
and hurting them. If you now lift their leg, you do like this. When you refuse, you see lift the leg. The other lifts it by force, your leg. Darkness prevailing there. You just see power moving. The devils see you like an old iron. That number 666 engraved on you. On your spirit. And it gets to the heart. By the time it comes in the forehead, and already on the spirit it reached. Now they made another way. They confuse you that now they are writing as a tattoo. Don't be confused. They know where the number they write it. Whoever has to be in hell has to have that number. You leave the body here. Why is that in hell you have it?
Ephesians 2:3 Netubeeranga olw'obuzaaliranwa abaana b'obusungu nga n'abalala. Naye Katonda kubanga ye mugagga w'ekisa olw'okwagala kwe okungi kwe yatwagala ffe. Era ffe bwe twali nga tufiiridde mu byonono byaffe yatufuula abalamu awamu ne Kristo mwalokoka lwa kisa.
Yesu yeebazibwa. Mukama atulokolamu ebyo
byonna. God saves us from all that.
Wabula okusinga ku Efeso
5. But when we read Ephesians 6:10
Batulaga nti bafuga ekisa.
They show that they rule in darkness of this world. That darkness, it is not this darkness which has come.
Wabula enzikiza y'obutamanya.
But the darkness of ignorance.
There
is no knowledge.
Whether the
rice is holy or not holy, God told him the rice is holy. It is of 50,000 shillings a kilo. What do you know that is not holy? When you get the Bible,
you would have thought
that the bread Jesus made together with the fish, they were the ones which were holy. But he never even sold it even 100 shillings. But the rice which has been planted down there, and they have vested and they say it is holy, you buy it because you don't know what the word holy means. Now when you hear the word holy,
and
you know that I have told you, it is full of a blessing. You take 50,000 shillings. I wonder Jesus made bread together with fish. But they
weren't
even sold that holy bread. Nothing was put upon that holy fish. And whoever wanted to eat of them, that they should come with their 50,000 shillings. Now these beasts and wolves, which are in the Church of Christ, it is to scorn and
blaspheme
the name. And it is to shut for many people not to enter the kingdom. They are
walking
in darkness. You shouldn't know things.
No
time of the Bible that you get to know. Knowing one, they read one scripture. By the strength of Jesus we are healed. And he begins his drama. Ephesians 6:10
Ekyenkomerero, mubenga n'amaanyi mu Mukama waffe ne mu buyinza bw'amaanyi ge. Mwambalenga ebyokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda, mulyoke muyinzenga okuyimirira eri enkwe za Setaani.
Setaani zino z'enkwe
tusoma. These are the schemes of the devil we are studying.
Bw'oba tomaze kwambala byakulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda.
You have not closed the armors of God. No, you cannot escape the schemes of the devil.
Make
themselves like God. And they
begin
the church and think they are taking people to heaven. They come with power. And they
don't know that
they are powers which are not good.
And
give the light of
the word is lightened to you.
Jeremiah 9:10.
The prophet and the priest, they are all corrupt.
Their
going is not good.
And
their power is not good. They have power.
And
it is full of a curse.
Says
we power. And doubting you scratch yourself. It moves within you, but the curse. They work in darkness. And you cannot ask them, Pastor, what can I do to get the spirit? First, tell you my son, you come and see me in the office. You want to get the spirit? Come see me in the spirit
office.
And it makes you so.
You
sow to get power. You still don't get it.
And it tells
God is telling you to fast now. For there are things which cannot go away except with fasting and prayer. You go into fasting.
And
you fast, you get up when you are having ulcers. When he sees you have held on so much, my son, what I will tell you will
be accepted.
I want to take you somewhere that will be closed with power.
They
had never how they get the spirits.
So the Bible
shows how you get the spirit of the Lord. For Acts,
these
men ask Peter, what can we do, men? And they tell
him,
repent.
And be
baptized in the name of the Father,
you'll
be given the gift.
That
is the Holy Spirit.
That's
the Holy Spirit of God.
Kirabo.
He is a gift.
You
cannot work
with
him. You cannot buy him. You cannot sow a seed for him. But this spirit, they first move you around, rotate. You rotate first.
You come to
pray for you every morning. You see it's not working. Pastor,
do
you have any secret things? The way you can get the spirit. My son, will stand it. You go and fast a week, you come and speak. You go and try and ask him, Pastor, how can I get the spirit?
Just
as I'm talking, you tell it to him until the last. Until
they
take you to Bermuda Triangle under the sea, and they will clothe you with power. And you get out when you have bottles of oil of blind people's eyes. They give another. Whatever you speak is what they do. They give another. Follow me. You just see no one to leave a place when they have stolen you. They have stolen from you, but you cannot get away.
Ephesians 6:13. Kale mutwalenge byokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda, mulyoke muyinzenga okuguma ku lunaku olubi. Era bwemulimala okukola byonna musobole okuyimirira. Kale muyimirirenga.
Ephesians 6:12.
Abefeso esula y'12, esula y'12, olunyi lwa 12. Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri.
We don't rest against flesh and blood. One of the things they did
is
to make the church be in the flesh. They took you off the spirit and you got back to the spirit.
Fire!
I bind you. You are doing it yourself. They shifted you early and they put you in the flesh. I break you, I bind you, I prove I bind you, fire, you are in flesh.
God
tells you open, we wrestle against flesh and blood. Now you put it in the flesh. What they first did they do? When you make a born again foolish, it's enough. The rest you are going to make them do whatever you want. They told them the rest are against flesh and blood. Now they are in flesh. They are our weapons.
And we have the greater one in us, the Holy Spirit. Bible proves that there are others who are greater on our side. We speak of the angels.
They are
ministering spirits sent to serve the inherit salvation. As we hear in Hebrews 1, 13 and 14. Now, because we are in the flesh, we wrestle against flesh and blood. We have the spirit who fights, and we have angels. They were set on our behalf. They are holding our weapons.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they are holding our weapons. That as you're fighting, Bible tells you what you lose on earth, it is lost in heaven. What you bind, it's bound in heaven. Why? We have angels working in the spiritual realm. Who can tell Michael, attack right here. They are here. My angel Abaddon is saying, attack here. You bind those spirits in the and you get the edge of the fire. Ezekiel 10 speaks of enter, get the fire. You put on the cities of the devils. But we
fire.
You're firing yourself. And these ones, they knew you can do nothing to them. No matter how much you shout, you think you're fighting with flesh and blood. And they come in the church after. You
were
on them, chasing them all day. And they go tomorrow, they come back.
And this church,
we chase demons. They don't cease to
end.
Is this a gathering of the demons? They don't go, they come even tomorrow. Yet there was no even binding. They told you send them in the desert. Yet Jesus warns and says, when you send it in the desert, it comes back. And he told you can't enter a strong man's house. And you destroy his work.
Except
when you first hold and bind him. And he showed us Revelation 20. An angel with chains who binds Satan. Now you in the desert, I send you the sea. Those are the ones who put you in those schemes. You send them in the sea that is their home. According to Ezekiel 27, they go under the sea, that's where they reside. You would rather send them there, even in the desert, where they have even scripture that it accepts them to come back when they are sent there. And this, Jesus told us, when we reach the desert, we come back. As he was going to cast them in the bottomless pit, they told him, Son of God, you have come to destroy us before our time, at least send us in the peaks. For they had planned, when he sends them in the peaks, they fall in the sea, they go home under the sea. And that's where the angels of Abaddon captured them from.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
when they entered the swine, they entered the sea. Why did they want to get into the sea?
They were saying, we
know this man is high under the sea. Now things were changed into the fresh. They proved there is no angel who is going to fight for you. And they say, get the image and the photo of the prophet, put it in your business to fight for you. Get water and spread upon your business or your candle. Or got an attachment.
You
write whatever you want and put an envelope. And the priest will reach before God for your sake. Every 31st, you buy envelopes. And you put in your prayer request and offering that the priest will reach before God on your behalf in the holy place. And he prays for you before God. They tell you that if you're going to pray to God, and now you've written that the priest reaches, you've even been in the field and God is not there. They have picked and they first blinded your eyes. There is nothing to see what they are doing. And you love them.
They're
even the ones who speak upon them and you get so angry. But that darkness which angers you, may God take it away from you. That will give you light that you see.
Because
there are people who get hungered within the devil.
and you
see the
death,
but he has condemned with Satan to get hungered.
That
because we speak of the light of the word.
Ephesians 6:12.
What to rest about? They are rulers, authorities. You know what they told you? We are going to attack death. Let us beat hell. Listen their ways. They know very well. Revelation 6, 7 and 8. The angel of death and hell, they are angels of God. Now they tell you, we are going to attack them and we beat hell. The Bible tells you to beat principalities and rulers of darkness. Satan has done things in churches.
He said,
now attack hell. Yet hell
is
the one who wants to capture rather than the evil spirits to take them in the pits to imprison them. Now you begin to beat your colleague, you are rather beating him, creating an enmity between you. That is the angel of hell. He's the one who wants to capture evil spirits to imprison him. They tell you have to beat him.
Fire!
Fire! Beat hell! Beat hell!
Now,
I don't know whether you're beating the one in hell to get out the demons. I don't know what problem you have.
Listen,
the problem on the church. Now hell, you have to imprison demons there. Now you have attacked hell to beat it again. Now you have lost it rather. There are things which you do, and Satan rather make church foolish. After you preach to people, if you don't repent and you get saved, they will imprison you in hell. After you turn against hell and beat it, and you beat and break the prison rather, you set it loose. They are that rule in darkness. What you do cannot understand it. And after they made the church legal, and they knew every plot is just going to be successful, all the schemes began to be successful on their side. You attack death and hell and you beat them. But what surprises most, even if you beat them how many times, they remain casting you in hell. You too, tomorrow they will come for you. You fail to align yourself, that you fail to get right in front of him, that you're beating him, he will come for you. You are not the first to beat him. They beat him and he comes for them. But none of them has ever even
returned.
That is the age of the Lord. And the one who imprisoned Satan to imprison him.
He
captured most of the fallen angels and imprisoned them. He put them in chains of darkness down there. According to Jude 1:6. 2 Peter 2. Praise Jesus. Now they told you. They told you we rest against principalities. You know them. You know, Nahum says, shows that these ones built their house in the kingdom of the stars, the aliens, the fallen angels.
Ezekiel 27
and shows you that even under the sea they have a base there. They come from the space and they go under the sea. And they attack every mountain on this world. And they attack every space. And they attack people's heads.
Now
beat hell where they are supposed to be imprisoned instead of beating themselves and sending armies of angels who are fighters. When they first take you out in the way you are alone, and you say you are the axe of the Lord. When you
read
Jeremiah 51, you are my ark. You are Shara Nation. You Zion. I am the one. I am the axe of the Lord. When
we
move this axe around, it is Christ himself our master. Everything you cannot understand what you do there.
And
Jesus is telling the things he prayed for us on the cross. He said, forgive them, they don't know of what they are doing.
You know,
beat in Christ, but what we do, we don't understand it, annoy it. You know you are beating someone who is feeling pain, yet you are beating him to save you. Now you see what we are doing, we understood it. You beat someone to destroy you in the world, yet he said they beat him, they are beating me. Therefore you, who are beating me. You know you have destroyed him from the world, yet he's saving the ones in the world. What we do many times, they don't give us life, not even
understanding.
They have to make us shout, hallelujah, raise your chair up, and they bring offering baskets. They are very big and tall. The one of pork, the one of transport, the one of tithe, the offering,
their orphanages,
their baskets also there.
The
other is for building, fund. There are many. Let them go on the street and they beg. Ephesians 6:12. They reign within darkness. There is no light of knowledge. And they cannot get ahead and they say, let me tell you, you can start a church all day. Nothing you prove that you understood it. Yet you fellowship every day, year after year. But they can tell you, explain us of the Jerusalem city of heaven. Jerusalem of heaven, it gets down, it will be coming. Now the angels and the saints, where are they?
A person
that even Jerusalem, we have the one on earth, which is in Israel. We have the one on heaven, according to Hebrews 12:22. We have Jerusalem, which is new,
it's
in this new heaven and new earth, above the heavens. According to Revelation 21,
that
which we are when they cease to be,
and we
saw a new heaven and new earth, the Jerusalem, new Jerusalem. Now the one which counts that we are born again, they don't know. You ask them, is that the third heaven? That false teaching. God again is speaking this. You open 2 Corinthians 12 and there is a third heaven and a garden. And is that in your Bible? What about yours? Is it all you open in your Bible? They can make you shout in many things. There is no understanding after they put offering baskets and they tell you and they drive cars and they tell you to Jesus tomorrow arises for you. You saw in your pastor the anointing flows from the head down. But it never flows all days when you're tested it. Every time it flows to him. Right from your pocket to him. They tell you you're going to get rich. God brings your money. But he gathers every day. Why does he tell you God is going to make you rich? You go and work, God gives you money. He gathers his little from yours.
Is
God a rescue through your pocket? Where he promises for yours comes once. You
can
wait for him, all years he will come. By the time you open your eyes to go and walk, you begin to steal and rob.
He has
gathered. Your car got yet he went and bought it with money. Let darkness of ignorance get out of us.
He got
that as you are watching and he bought a car. He tells you yours, God brings it. You bring it when I'm made a church and gather what? Tell me the way he's going to bring it for you to have gotten it and bought it yourself. If they have not committed homosexuality with him to bring the car for him. They bring the car and he names it a name.
BMW.
BMW. Are we of the devil? Those things that will confuse you and make you foolish. They rule in darkness of this world.
Ephesians 6:12. N'emyoyo eky'obubi mu bifo ebya waggulu.
Kaina emyoyo emibi mu bifo ebya waggulu.
There are spiritual forces of evil in heavenly
realms.
This is called spiritual wickedness.
Obulogo bw'omusi
omwo. Witchcraft, which is in the spiritual realm.
Nga nabbi naye nga
mulogo. And is the prophet but is the wizard.
They bewitch you even
in the dream and you wake up in the morning and you have to give out your car.
They work,
they do and make dreams themselves. That God has made you dream that give your car.
In
this involves bewitching your spirit. They don't bewitch you a tumor. What they did to Job. They bewitch your spirit
and you
think God told you to give out your car. He told you to give out your land. Spiritual wickedness. And they use that wickedness. And they work miracles.
After 2 weeks,
yes, you yes, okay, I'm going to
go. He must bewitch him through 20,000 shillings.
Yamuru get
that it gets big.
But
God helped. After Saturday, the witchcraft left him and went back to claim his
car.
And they rather quarreled about it. Anyone with a question?
Mwe wa mukama wako ne batasa abantu baba bamanyi.
Bible yegamba nti mukama amanyi ababe.
Bible says that God knows his.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Okusinira kuba kolisi
kisoka sa. According to 1 Corinthians 3.
Era batambula nga baliko
seal ya Katonda. When they have the seal of God.
Mukama amanyi ababe.
That God knows they who are his.
Okusinira kuba Rome.
According to Romans.
Esuli yomunana.
8.
Olunyo tandika olwabiri mu mukama.
From verse 26.
Paka asatu mutta.
Unto 35.
Bible yeraga.
Bible shows.
Yamanya da.
That the one who knew. Yabawura da. Before one knew, he separated them.
Era naba wechitibwa.
And he glorified them.
Kati gwe yamanya da
yomanya. Now you before one knew, he knew.
Wabura akugamba ekintu
kimu. But he tells you of one thing.
Okusinzira ku Ebrania.
According to Hebrews 4.
Era bo uli eddoboozi lya mukama
Katonda. Hear the voice of the Lord your God.
Toka kanyaza mutima.
Not harden your heart.
Lero bobo yakumanya kituufu.
For one knew you
right. Ewo uli eddoboozi
lye. But when you hear his voice.
Toka kanyaza mutima kulemereyo.
Don't harden your heart in that situation.
Tutambulireyo ngoloza mukama ya manyera
ya kunzi. Not out claiming God for
you. Waliyo nakuwa kulinzo
ule eddoboozi. There is a waiting for you to hear his voice.
Olibulira.
When you hear it.
Olimo kudda
mtu. That you don't go back that place.
Olimo kudda
mtu. That you don't go behind.
Kubanga nawe yogera mukubikolo
bibiri. Somewhere in Revelation 2.
Nagamba nti manyeyo jo kungalira.
I know where you're fellowshipping from.
Nakunganiro gaba
Satan. The synagogue of Satan.
Na ye.
But
nkuvunana bino.
I choose you.
Ni wangu badengo ina ye bino
jibyo. You have some good things you've done.
Na ye nkuvunana.
But I choose
you. Bango tudde mukunganiro
gaba Satan. In the synagogue of Satan.
Bangi babere nga
abanyi. Many people out there in
those things.
And they're worshiping in the wrong place.
Waliwo mulala abuuza.
Anyone with another question? Let the microphone move around.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. All that, we need to continue to know it. Tomorrow we shall continue to know the way the number of the devils or the seal of Satan
346.
How it continuously gets on people out of ignorance, and continue to know the seal of God. How you get it when you pass through knowledge and understanding totally of God.
It
moves by the light of knowledge,
and it
walks in darkness without knowledge the other of the devil. Even the miracles we have brought now to blind people's eyes. Someone has been asking.
Mukama wafe Yesu yebazibwe nnyo. Sebo badde osomesa ku mwoyo omutukuvu engeri gy'akolamu n'omwoyo wa Setaani.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Oyogera step basobola okuvuunula kuba babikwata.
Okay.
Obadde oyogera ku mwoyo wa Setaani.
You've been speaking of the spirit of Satan.
Engeri gy'akolamu n'omwoyo wa Mukama.
The way he works and the spirit of the Lord.
Naye nze ndi muntu oba oli awo yeyuniranga mu kusiiba oba yeyunira mu kusiiba.
But me, I'm someone who used to involve myself so much in fasting.
Nga nakimanyira nti buli wiiki oba buli mwezi nina okumpulira nga bwe mba sisiibye mpulira nga tekinkolera.
And I was used to that if I couldn't fast in a week or a month.
Era mpulira okulumirizibwa munda munze nti siiba siiba muli mpulira ekintu
nga kinga. I used to feel a conviction, something telling me to fast and fast.
Oluusi ne mpulira nga kintu mugenda ku kyaki erimusumba nga oba okusigayo esigo yonna nga abadde abuulira nga nsiga ku lw'obulamu bwange n'abaana bange.
It will send me to go and sow in my pastor's preaches for my children and myself.
Kati sebo madde nsaba kubuuza kituufu oyo naye aba mwoyo wa Sitaani oba omwoyo wa Mukama naye asobola okikola.
Now I'm asking, was that the spirit of Satan or the spirit of God can do that?
Era sebo njawulirewo mu kiseera kino.
Separate me at this time in that.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Ekigambo kusiiba.
The word fasting.
Bwe tuba tuwogera ku mpagi ez'obulokozi.
When we speak of the pillars of salvation.
Tekiri mu mpagi ezisinga
obukulu. It is not in the major pillars.
Bw'oba osoma Ebulaniya ya mukaaga.
When you read Hebrews 6.
Empagi mweziri.
The pillars are there.
Ezisooka okulagibwa ziri mukaaga.
The first major pillars are six.
Newankubadde zino zonna.
Even though all these ones.
Zizimbira ku mpagi.
They build on a pillar.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Kati okusiiba.
Now fasting.
Kujja nga waliwo ebiremeddewo.
It comes when there are things which have refused to go.
Okusinza bye twasoma.
According to what we studied.
Matayo 17:21.
Waliwo ebitayinza kuvaawo. The things we can never go away. Kujja kumaliwo
okusaala
n'okusiiba. That's secret is prayer and fasting.
Wabula era mu kusiiba kwe kumu.
But in the same fasting.
Nga Katonda bw'atulungamya okusiiba.
As God leads us how to pray.
Era ng'omwoyo atukulembera.
And the spirit leads us.
Era n'okusiiba kulungamizwa mwoyo.
Even fasting is led by the spirit of God.
Omwoyo atulaga.
The spirit showed us.
Engeri z'okusiiba.
The ways of fasting.
Okugeza.
For example.
Bw'ogenda n'otunuulira.
When you look at Isaiah 58, there is the fasting God commanded. You give the hungry your food. They will be just to be who are homeless, give them clothes, the naked. That is fasting. And it is very major. It is going to based on that kind to judge people. I don't expect the day you are
needed.
Your pastor is the only person who needs that you saw in him so
always.
There are even people who need.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There is a fasting which the Spirit leads. Which we see in Matthew 4 and Luke 4. That fasting, the Spirit is the one who takes you when you're full of Him. Not going to seek for the Spirit.
But
the Spirit took Jesus in that fasting. And he never felt hungry until the 40 days and nights had finished. Now when you enter such a fasting and you feel hungry, get out of there. You know that the Spirit has not taken you there. For if the Spirit takes you there, you should then feel hungry until the 40 days are finished. The other thing you have to know that you have been going there to tempt there is nothing else you go for within that fasting. You're going to attack the temptations of Satan. For he said he was taken by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. You know you have attacked Satan. That's the other fasting. All who have ever fasted 40 days, they have the power of the Spirit
to
feed them, and they never felt hungry. When you look at Moses, we read of him when he was taken on the mountain 40 days there and
night.
He wasn't on that mountain. He was taken from the body to heaven.
kubanga Ibrania 8
Hebrews
8
5 and 6
dulaga ati Musa yarabi
bintu things in the images in heaven. Now on the mountain was unclosed from the body and was taken to heaven to see things there. Others say Elijah. But Elijah, he was going to move a year of 40 days then. But he was first given food two times. And an angel told him, you go in the strength of this food. Praise Jesus. There is a fasting which is called free will.
We see
so much the book of Esther and Jonah.
Daniel.
It's of 3 days or seven or 21 days. The three, you're repenting on behalf of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And here, when they went in this
pastor,
you decided yourself.
And
you know they have gone in repentance, not to be given.
For he's
looking unto you a broken spirit and a contrite heart. The one of 7 days, you're repenting on behalf of the seven spirits of God, which make one Holy Spirit. When you go to 21 days, you're repenting on behalf of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit 70 times. Those are the seven spirits. Each has a meaning behind it.
But
that is called free will. God never commands it to people. People themselves choose it. When you see any spirit going beyond what we have spoken, there is the fasting of the devils.
1
Samuel 14, we saw Saul causing the Israelites
fast,
and they got blinded of the eyes, and they could almost see where they were going, and they were finishing, dying. And the Holy Spirit through his son said,
Saul
has troubled Israel. We saw of it.
Jezebel,
when he was leading in this fast, 1 Kings 21,
Jezebel,
where Jezebel caused people to fast, and he killed
Naboth,
and even grabbed his things. And we saw that in that fasting, it is intended to grab
God.
You think you're going to strangle God to give you things. They
almost
separated things. Now, that is the first
thing.
And he chose. You will choose what you want. There is death and life. You are free to choose. Any other question? Let's pass quickly.
Yes, sir.
Praise Jesus. I have a question about 666. We see the works of the devil. I ask that the number of God, how does it count? For the honor of the devil is 666.
Yes.
The one of God has to appear how? Tomorrow we are going to see how the number of God counts. For we understood in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, that the Spirit is the one who seals. But the Spirit, according to Isaiah 11, verse 1 and
2,
he has seven spirits. As you see him here, he has the spirit of wisdom, the understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of power, spirit of knowledge of God, spirit of fear of God, and the spirit of the Lord.
He
must be making seven seals. Praise Jesus. And they showed him in the lampstand in Revelation 4:5, and he shows the seven spirits of God, and they are the seven eyes of God. Praise Jesus.
But
Revelation 5, it shows the book in heaven and it has seven seals. Now this book, the Spirit of the Lord is the one who wrote it, according to Isaiah 34:16.
He's the one who gathered that book. Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now we heard, after hearing the gospel, we are sealed of the Holy Spirit. He himself is the one who seals us with the seven seals.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Because
the word when it was being brought, it is purified seven times.
Psalms 12, verse 6. Revelations 1.
That
they which come from the seven spirits of God, the words of the kingdom. Now, why are they seven, triple seven? The Father himself, he endorses the seven seals. The word our Master Jesus, he endorses, even the Spirit of the Lord. And it becomes triple seven. But it doesn't appear that it shows there's a number. It's not a number which is tangible. He comes out as the Spirit and he lightens your forehead. That is our Master Jesus in Matthew 17. When he came out, when his forehead was shining and he shone the whole of him.
That is
Moses when he came to get the law and he came out when the forehead was shining. What is beyond this we shall study it. Anyone with a question? Praise Jesus, sir. Me, I'm also asking about the number 666.
You've
seen in Jeremiah 17,
and
that number is engraved using an iron pen. Now my question is, 666, that
one,
is it is engraved once?
Or you
six ones, they do it little, gradual.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. The truth is this, that number they write it upon you one by one, and it takes to engrave it
thoroughly,
that the first one it comes on you. That's why Bible says that if you had been lightened of the Spirit of the Lord, if you dare abandon the
Spirit
and you go back to Satan, it is hard to bring you back.
For
even to rub the number of God from you, it takes time to totally get the kingdom out of you. Now they do to engrave the number anytime. They can even tell you're going to be filled with the Spirit of Satan. That's why they tell you to be filled with the Spirit. It is to speak tongues. The kingdom of God is not like that. For our Master Jesus, he was filled of the Spirit, but he never spoke tongues. They do things little by little. There are people now who have so far 666 only, 2-6. They have engraved them now, 2-6, 6-6. And when you see a pope running from being a pope, it means he's still having 2-6. He has run away. It means he can get saved. He has not gotten the full 666. If they have sealed you properly, you can never run. Even if you run, are you going to be saved? That's why the Bible says
that
some like that cannot be even be drawn back.
There
are people who are full already, 666 on them, they can't come back.
And
when you try to pray for them, God says, don't pray for them, I'm not going to forgive them.
Now,
that number is not put upon you once. It is written upon you with serious carefulness to see that it has captured on you properly. Their pastors are now, they have at least the six, they have two of them. There is a one who made a feast. There is about to get the third one. There are things done by people, and people have forgotten. Now let me tell you one thing. How can you accept to be called a dog? 77 dogs. And dogs are spoken of in the Bible very well. They tell that outside of Jerusalem, dogs are going to be there. They're not going to be in Jerusalem. And you accept you are a dog. You read it. They speak it even in Peter.
2
Peter. That dogs have gone back to their
home.
There are people who have gotten out of
home.
And they go back from religion where they came from. Or in the wizard life. After you make a feast and a wedding.
Queen cake.
And you make a queen cake for it.
Queen of heaven.
That is the queen of heaven they made a feast for. Why did they call it a king cake?
wabula queen cake.
But the queen cake,
bakolera naba cha
they are making it for the queen of heaven, Jezebel. You don't know them. You see a man telling you,
sometimes we don't need Jesus.
You need a miracle.
Wait
aga chama gero. Now Jesus is the one who works miracles. How dare we don't need him? Don't I need Jesus? When he is my life, I move within him. Acts 17:17.
And
he says, I live within him and move within him. And he speaks with him and says, in John 14, that one day you will know that you are in me. When don't I need him? Life was in him, and life became the light of men. Need to see and to look today, I see because of Jesus.
And
when do I need him?
The
others passed there the gospel of Satan.
And Satan
himself is in his mouth speaking.
Yes,
and you don't.
There's
only yes, miracles.
Don't
put Jesus aside and seek for miracles.
He's
an evangelist of the gospel of the devil. Who else has a question? One who live here? We are going to be quickened in time. By 5 we would have begun. We shall be winding up by 7.
We
use 30 minutes to ask questions and to answer them. There has been a weakness and people, they are ceasing to ask questions, which we don't want it to happen. All days you ask, as long as you ask what is on track of what we study. Don't come when you study 3 or 6 and you ask, how many angels are in Jerusalem? You wait when you are studying Jerusalem, then you ask concerning that. Everything we ask on this timing. And don't raise your legs as you're asking. It is say you have pride, you're asking with pride. You're not asking to know, but to urge.
Bible
refuses us people like that. In the words, arguments of words, we don't
know.
When you ask well, we shall leave you to ask. When you ask wrongly, we shall explain in the scriptures what you want to hear. Even when you raise your hand all this, you'll never give your microphone again.
Yes,
praise Jesus, brethren.
I'm
also asking of number 3 or 6. You have said,
takes
time for someone to
say
the one number. And you say it's possible to pray for someone who has been engraved 2 numbers and it comes back. But my question is, if a person has been engraved on 1 number and the angel of death comes for him at that point and they have 1 number 6, these 2 remaining, when do they get here? And they cannot be prayed for. Ezekiel 18, let's read it there.
Ezekiel 18.
Ezekiel 18 from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama kyanjigira nate nga kyogera nti, mubadde mutya okugera n'okugera ne mugera olugero luno ensi ya Isirayiri nga mwogera nti bakitaabwe balidde ezabibu ezinyonyotula n'amannyo g'abaana ganyenyeera nga bwe ndi omulamu, bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda. Temuliba na nsonga nate okugera olugero olwo mu Isirayiri. Laba, emmeeme zonna zange ng'emmeeme ya kitaawe n'emmeeme y'omwana bw'etyo yange. N'emmeeme ekola ekibi yerifa
as long
as they find you with the sin,
when
they have been having the initial, the first one, it is all sin. You still have a chance when you're still in the world, but when death comes for you, it just fills itself.
But
the other spirit works.
You spill
the devils. It works in the children of disobedience. It's just filled when you go out of the world.
Except
when you get a chance,
when
you're on the cross, and you repent at that point before you go. It's not common in people. The one on the cross, according to the works that done to the devil,
was
dropping and stealing and murdering. He was having that number. But he repented on the cross, and he was sealed in the number of the Lord, and the arrow of the Satan was wrapped from him, and he entered the city in the garden. But the other colleague, the number was rather filled on the cross, and they endorsed it fully. For he rather began to abuse Jesus and to tell him to first save himself. Then after will save them. Do not, when they will find you in sin, you die within sin, and you'll be rather being filled. For you know very well, they are led by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the children of God. But you know that this man on the cross, the Spirit of the Lord was filled upon him there, and he began from there to become a child on the cross, and he reached the kingdom of God. The feeling of someone is in his working. The Holy Spirit. If the seasons are ended, he has the spirit of counsel of seasons and times, and he says, let them be filled. He has repented. If you're still on the wall and you hold little to be filled the seal, he doesn't rush on you. You want to shame him
that he killed
you, and you do what you want, you are no more getting out of salvation.
He
is very wise.
And
there is a sin spoken of in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 14, 22-26. Jeremiah esula ya 14 olunyiri olwabiri mwebiri lugamba Yeremia abiri mu kumi na nya abiri mu bbiri. Mu bire lya ebyabamawanga mulimu ebiyinza okutonyesa enkuba oba eggulu liyinza okuleeta empandakirize. Sigwe wuyo ayi Mukama Katonda waffe kye tunaavanga tukulindirira ggwe. Kubanga kwe wabikola ebyo byonna.
Tugenda mu sura ya 17
Jeremiah 13:22. Yeremia esura ya 13 olinyirwa biri mu bbiri. Era bonoyogeranga mu mutima gwo nti ebigambo bino bingijiridde lwaki?
Lwaki ne Mukama?
Why Lord?
Ebigambo birezi.
You have brought these words. Yeremia 13:22. Jeremiah 13:22. Olw'obutali butuukirivu bwo kubanga bungi, ebirenge byo kye bivudde bibikulwako, n'ebisinziiro byo biri bigirirwa ekyekyo. Omwesiyopiya ayinza okuwanyisa omubiri gwe
nti waliwo abantu nga bo bafuuse engo
tebakyakyuka. They have become lions, they can never change.
Nga bw'onaagenda n'owala kata engo
n'ogijjako eddiba lyayo
era bw'eddamu okumera ekomawo n'amabala
gaayo. When it grows with its spots.
Tekomawo ng'ate kati
Yerusalemu. It never comes back when it has gotten white.
Kati omwesiyopiya watasobola
kukyusa. Now if you can't change the skin of an Ethiopian,
kubeera bw'olifumba lifuuka
bulala. For when you boil it, it still comes
out.
And they know that surely this you boiled him in the it remains the same. Jeremiah 13:23. Omwesiyopiya ayinza okuwanyisa omubiri gwe oba ngo amabala gaayo, kale nammwe muyinza okukola obulungi abamanyiira okukola obubi,
and
he said, look at them,
mulimu olinga ye
someone, and they have totally got stuck, accustomed, they cannot bear change, not even to do good. They cannot change the spots within them, and they are like a low part. And just as I told you, they are, it's not going to take a church which has a spot, no wrinkle. This rotten, it's very broad. They tell you here, Jeremiah 11, 14,
I will
wrap up that question.
Jeremiah 11,
14.
Kale kwe, tosabiranga bantu bano, so tobayimusizanga, ukaba ne wankubadde okusaba. Kubanga siri bawulira mu biro mwe bali nkabirira olw'ennaku zibalabye.
There are people God chases before his presence, and you shouldn't pray for them here. I'm not going to hear even if you pray for them. Me, they are religious people and pastors in their salvation, which I can never pray for. I don't waste my time. I have to pray for them in the gathering. But there are people in the devil, and they know whom they are serving. Now I get to those such people that I pray that have mercy, Lord. You will not forgive them, I know it. Now let me pray for the others.
You know,
our master came to look for the lost sheep. The sheep, but yet they are lost. And they are not goats. They are sheep but lost.
This one
they are pastored by a wolf. And he gets eaten one by one. He pretends taking care of sheep. You take yourself to a wolf, it will eat you any time. Anytime a sheep gets lost, it falls in the wrong hands. It remains sheep, but where it is not the right place. And it's not a goat. Now many people, they are sheep, but they are in the hands of wolves, and they are pastored by goats.
No?
Goats pretend to be wise. And they grab every money of the sheep. You are out there and you are poor. If they were in the congregations, they wouldn't have offered like that. Now you sheep, you know you are humble to your pastor, yet you are rather getting foolish. A sheep, wherever it goes, God says, he says. Anyone saying? Let's stand on our feet and we pray. Tomorrow is come all about 5. We shall begin by that time. We want to see that by around 7 we have finished. Then we can have time for questions in like 30 minutes.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now let's pray. As you prepare your offering and your tithe.
Mukama Katonda afumize ebintu byonna. Tukwebaza kabaka olw'akaseera k'otuwadde akalungi. Tukugulumiza era nga tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo olw'akaseera kano kitaffe. Tukwebaza gwe atuyigiriza okugasa nga bw'oyogera mu Isaya 8:8. Tyegwe Mukama atuyigiriza okugasa. Era oyogera mu Mika n'ogamba nti bangi balijja ku lusozi lwo okuyigirizibwa gwe Katonda omulamu. Okyogera ne mu Isaya Mukama bali kulukutira ku lusozi lwo okuyigirizibwa Mukama. Weebale gwe Katonda affe asse mu masekkati gaffe okutuyigiriza. Olw'omwoyo omutukuvu gwe wagamba nti otulekedde. Nga bwe kiri mu Yokaana 14:26. Nti omwoyo gwe alijjamu mmwe alibasomesa era alibajjukiza bye nabagamba. Tukwebaza omwoyo omutukuvu olw'okutujjukiza ebigambo bya Mukama waffe Yesu mu kaseera kano n'okwongera okubituwandiika mu mitima gyaffe nga bwe tuwulidde. Kubanga gwe owandiika mu mitima gyaffe ne mu muntu waffe omunda ne mu magezi gaffe. Tukwebaza omwoyo omutukuvu olw'omulimu omulungi era ogw'ettendo okulumiriza ensi ekibiina obutukuvu n'omusango era n'otubikulira ebigendo okujja. Sigala ng'okola n'abantu bano ssebo kabaka wamu n'eggiri abamalayika abaweereza abagenda osikira obulokozi. Leka malayika Mayika ayitemu okulwanira abantu ba Katonda nga bwe kyandikwa mu Danieri 12 nti Mayika omulangira mumaliddamu okuyimira abaana b'abantu mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma. Mayika omulangira waffe yimira wamu n'eggye eryalwana mu 12:7 ne mugoba sitaani mu ggulu mumugobe
kubantu bano n'emizimu gyonna emyoyo gyonna emikyamu ne bamalayika bonna abaagwa abadde balondoola obulamu bwabwe abadde balondoola emirimu gyabwe abadde balondoola kuweereza kwabwe ssebukabaka wabakabaka leka gira malayika ono nga likulembeddwa omwoyo omutukuvu oyo atukulemberamu ng'abaana ba Katonda ayitemu mayiko mu bwengula bwabwe mu nnyumba zaabwe mu mirimu gyabwe okumekkana ab'amasaza abadde balumba emirimu gyabwe abadde balumba obulamu bwabwe oyitemu ne malayika abalondoola ow'enjegere ku bikulirwa essuula eno eyabiri wegamba eyakwata sitaani okumuteeka mu munnyo obutakoma era yewuuyo ayogeddwako mu kubikulirwa essuula ey'omwenda nnyina kumi n'olumu malayika abalondoola ow'enjegere wamu n'ekibiki kya malayika ab'enjegere okusiba ab'amasaza bonna okusiba emizimu gyonna ogiteeka mu munnyo obutakoma okutuuka ku lunaku olw'omusango nga bweyayogera nate nti mu Jjude essuula esooka n'omukaaga nti era wasiba emyoyo gyonna egy'abamalayika abaagwa n'obateeka mu munnyo obutakoma okutuuka ku lunaku olw'omusango tobate okutuuka nga tuli bawanguzi n'okukirawo mu linnya lya mukama waffe yesu sindika malayika w'omuliro okwosa amaanyi gonna ag'ekizikiza ng'akutoola mu masekati g'abakerubi ensekeri kumi gweyogeddeko era twabala ku mulembe gw'erisa nga balabika nga bangi bamalayika b'omuliro leka bayitemu okumansira ku bigwa by'amaanyi ag'ekizikiza abasamize n'abalogo banabbi wabulima n'eddiini zonna tusindise gira bamalayika abo okusigalayo nga balwana nga bayogera mu yesu essuula ekkumi nti enjuba n'omwezi yimirira okutuuka nga tuwangudde naffe tuwagedde nye gira malayika abalwanyi abalwanyi bafe bakute ebyokulwanyisa n'abamakondeera okuduumira otalo luno ku bikulwa essuula y'omunaana ku bikulwa kumi n'ataano okuyitamu nga muduumira entalo zino okutuuka nga ekkanisa ya kristo eddizibwa ku ntikko era nga bwe kyawandiikibwa te ekkanisa eno ey'oluvannyuma eribeera kitiibwa okusinga eyo eyasooka weewaawe yalinga mu kizimbe musa nga bwe yakola naye kankano wagikyuse okubeera mu ffe mukama leka tulabisibwe mu kitiibwa kyo mu linnya lya mukama waffe yesu amiina.